Looks like it's just us. Let's go kill Cookie Monster!
Marvin, it sounds like someone broke in the house.
No one can break in the house. The door's locked. Unless they used a big, goofy hammer.
Marvin, it sounds like someone broke in the house.
Okay, then let's go hide in the playroom closet.
No, Danny. Don't be expecting that. You two stay here. I got a plan.
Okay, you two go upstairs. Check the playroom closet. They always run in there when they're scared. Birdman, you don't have to keep cocking that. I mean, I agree. It does sound cool. Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, that door right there. Okay, now shoot it open. Oh shit. No, that's bad.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought he knew what he was doing.
Why would you stand behind him with a machete like that? You know that shotgun has crazy recoil.
Oh my God, what do I do?
Okay, look, you can't blame yourself for this, okay? That was a crazy accident. Hey, look, it's the Purge, so you won't even get in trouble, okay?
You're right.
Okay, let's go get him.
Yes, sir.
Okay, they should be hiding in there. Now open the door.
Gotcha! Wait, there's so much shit in there, they couldn't possibly be hiding in there.
Where are they?
Ah!
No, get it off! Get it off!
You bastard, you killed my last goon!
Ah! Marvin, it sounds like Jiffy killed them!
Ah, Daddy, help me!
I'm gonna get you!
Ah!
Yeah!
Ah!
Yeah!
Ah!
Yeah, I'm scary!
Who are you?
Oh, you can't tell because of the mask. Hold on. It's me!
Ah!
Yeah, I was...
Ah!
Yeah, I was gonna kill you. If you keep screaming, I'm gonna kill you too.
Okay.
See, I was mad because he stole my candy, so get out of my way so I could, you know, kill him.
Wait, it's after midnight.
What's it?
It's 12:03.
Oh, rats. Kid, you are so lucky. If it was before midnight, I'd be cutting you into little bits right now. All right, looks like you win this time.
Oh, wow, we're safe. Here, Jeffy, take that.
Wait a minute, it's not July 29th.
I googled a picture of midnight on iPhone home screen.
Oh, yeah, I can tell, because that screenshot's old as hell. iPhones don't even have that anymore. What time is it really?
It's 11:59.
11:59? I only have 1 minute to kill you? Ugh. I mean, I could do it, but I'd have to rush it, and it wouldn't even be fun. And I'd have to fight you for the axe, and that would take forever, and I'd probably cut my fingers. It's not even worth it. I hope this doesn't make things awkward with us from now on. Actually, you know what? It's not really me, Brooklyn guy. It's, gets mad over stolen candy guy. Yeah, I'm a different person. So next time you see me, it'll be Brooklyn guy, not me. Yeah, I'm different. I haven't used that line in a while. Okay, yeah.
Let it go, Jagger. Well, if it isn't the Batman.
Batman, save me!
He's not gonna save you.
I said, let it go, Jagger.
You're gonna have to kill me first.
You know I can't do that. That's my one rule.
You see, Batman, that's why I'll always be on top.
I'm tired of being on bottom. My butt hurts. Just for once, I want to be on top.
No, I'm always on top. You know I like being on top.
I know, but my butt, like, really hurts, and just for one time, I'd like to be on top. Please.
Batman, I'd like to discuss this later, when she's not around, please.
Okay, so, like, let her go.
Sure. Just remove your mask and show us all who you really are.
Okay, so if I take off this mask, you let her go.
Yes. I'm a man of my word.
Okay, I'm taking it off. Now let her go.
Okay, well, that's not fair. I didn't know you were going to have another mask under that one.
It doesn't matter. You didn't ask if I had another mask on under that one, so now you let her go.
You and I both know that's bullshit. I wanted you to remove your mask so I could see your face.
It doesn't matter. A deal's a deal, so you have to let her go.
You're right. He's right. Get out of here! Looks like it's just me and you now, Batman.
Hold on, I gotta take her home first.
Oh, come on, really? You're gonna make me wait here while you take her home?
No, that's okay. I'm calling an Uber.
See, Batman? She's calling an Uber.
But I really wanted to take her home. I was trying to get some tonight.
Oh, well, I don't want to be a cock.
I'm trying to give her some bat dick.
No. The Uber's almost here. I'm fine.
Hear that? You're out of time, Batman.
God damn it. I had a bat, Chubby. Now who am I gonna use it on?
I know someone you could use it on.
I get to be a dad.
How about we fight to see who's on top?
Come on, Joker, show me what you got.
Let's see what you're made of, Batman.
Car.
There's a car coming, guys. Come on, everyone out of the road. We gotta be safe.
Oh, actually, I think that's my Uber.
It's your Uber.
Are you really drinking a bottle of water right now?
Yes, because doing this voice is a pain in my ass. I don't know why I don't just use my regular voice. Hey, why didn't you get an Uber Black?
I can't afford it. It's too expensive.
Oh, well, I'm rich as fuck, so you missed out.
Well, why didn't you get me an Uber Black?
You don't want any bat dick.
No, I didn't. You know what? Bye.
All right, well, enjoy your Uber pour.
Now, where were we?
Well, hold on, Joker.
Hold on. Wait for the car to drive off. They might call the cops.
Oh, no, you're right. You know, nothing wrong with extra safety precautions.
Exactly.
Is that the Joker and Batman fighting?
Please keep driving. You don't want to know.
Yeah, I've always wanted to meet them.
You don't want to meet them.
All right, Joker. The car is gone.
Now, where were we?
Well, hold on. Let's set up some rules first.
Okay.
First of all, no weapons.
All right.
Second of all, no one can die.
Those are your rules.
All right, let's go. Got you, bitch ass. I slapped the shit out of you, didn't I?
That's it. You know what? You remind me of my father. I hate my father.
Sounds like daddy issues to me. You should go get that looked at.
Oh, daddy issues?
Yeah.
I'll show you daddy issues.
Yeah, there was a girl once I dated in college. She had daddy issues. And she was a freak. A freaky freak. God, I miss her. Hey, I said no guns.
Officer Guy, get in here.
What is it, sir?
Well, we haven't heard from Batman in a while, and crime's been really bad lately with that Joker fella running all over town doing all kinds of bad stuff. So we need you to light up the bat signal and let Batman know we need him.
Well, I would, sir, but the bat signal's out of batteries and it won't light up.
Well, then put more batteries in it.
But see, sir, it's really late at night and nowhere's open except for the 24-hour bank and gas station, and I don't think they have batteries. So I think I'm just going to go to my friend's house. I think he has some batteries.
Okay, you do that.
Help you, sir?
Oh, yes. I would like to withdraw $20 from my account.
All right. What was the name?
Oh, Pee-Pee.
Excuse me?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What is your legal name, sir?
Fernando Pee-Pee Strongbottom.
Jeez. Name. Okay. Let me see. Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't have $20 in your account.
What? How much do I have in there?
-$5.
God. I guess I owe y'all money, huh?
Yes, you do.
Well, can I get a loan, please?
Well, let me see your credit score. Oh, no. Your credit score is 7.
Oh, 700? Whoa! What, you know?
No. It's just 7.
God, I didn't know I could get that low. I guess you'll never see me in here again.
Next!
Oh, my God, embarrassing! Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Just trying to leave. Well, I'm trying to go this way. Okay, so which way are you trying to go?
I'm going that way.
Okay, well, I'll stay right here. You go.
Okay, thanks.
God damn, get in my way. Oh, another damn clown. What the hell is this? A clown convention?
You say something like that.
Oh.
We're robbing this bitch.
Okay, well, I won't be the one that stops you.
Now, give me your money.
Whoa, you want my money? Oh, how about you ask that nice lady behind the counter over there? She'll happily give you the -$5 in my fucking account. Good luck with that, my nigga.
Okay, then.
Bring her here.
Please don't hurt me!
Oh, I'm not gonna hurt you. As long as you open that safe.
But I could lose my job!
Or you could lose your life!
No, please no!
You know, you look a lot like my mother. Did I ever tell you how I got these scars?
No, I've never met you before.
Come here. So my mother was a crack addict and a whore, and she used to make me sandwiches and forget to cut the crust off. And I don't like the crust. Not one bit. Well, one day, Mother decides to make me a sandwich, a bologna sandwich, and she forgets to cut the crust off. So I say, Mother, you forgot to cut the crust off. And she says, just eat the damn thing. It's not that serious. And I say, it's very serious. And she says, well, I'm going to do something about that. So she goes and grabs the kitchen knife, and she puts it in my mouth like this. And she says, why well, so serious? And I said, I wouldn't be so serious if you'd cut the damn crust off the bread. And she says, let's put a smile on that face. So I think that she's going to cut the crust off, because that would put a smile on my face. But instead, she just carves a permanent smile into my face. So now, no matter when I eat a sandwich with crust on it, I'm always smiling.
Okay.
Now open the damn
Okay.
Take your time.
I'm trying. Okay, turn the wheel.
Where's the money?
Well, you see, we're a kind of a new bank, so we haven't had a deposit yet. All our cash is in the registers.
You didn't think you could have told me that before I told you a story about my mother?
Well, you didn't ask.
What, do you think I just wanted to come in here and see an empty safe?
I'm sorry, you were just so intimidating. I was scared.
To the gas station.
Hey, Mommy and Danny, you like my Batman costume?
It fucks.
It sure does, Jeffy.
Jeffy, you take that costume off. It's not Halloween yet.
And now I'm going to jerk my bat dick.
You're not going to be jerking anything, Jeffy. You take that costume off.
Hey, Marvin, do you have any batteries? I need him to light up the bat signal so we can get Batman's attention, but it takes, like, D batteries, and nobody buys those. I never have them when I need them.
I think I have some D batteries in the kitchen. Let me look.
Okay, thanks. Batman! Marvin, forget about the batteries! I found Batman! Oh, thank God you're here. We need you to stop the Joker. He's been doing crimes all over town!
I'm gonna jerk my bat dick.
Hey, whatever you gotta do to get ready, man. Oh, hold on. Okay, you didn't hear it, but the radio just said that the Joker's robbing the bank. Go stop him!
No time to jerk my bat dick.
No, no, no. Just hurry, hurry, hurry. I'll meet you there.
What kind of bank doesn't have any money?
I don't know, boss. Stop my day, Joker.
I thought I killed you.
Nina.
Let's fix that.
What? Is that a real gun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck that. You can go.
You're gonna let me go?
Yeah, I'm not trying to die.
I don't know what game you're playing, Batman, but I'm gonna figure it out. Come on.
Batman, I just got here. I came in through the back. Did you stop the Joker?
No, he got away.
What? How'd he get away?
He had a fucking gun.
But don't you have, like, a bulletproof suit?
No, that's Iron Man.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys were in the same universe. Well, darn. Well, did he get away with any money?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Okay, well, I guess we're just gonna have to wait for him to do another crime.
To the Batcave!
How's it going?
Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming to the gas station. What can I do for you?
You know, you sound a lot like my father.
Pardon me?
I hated my father.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Did I ever tell you the story of how I got these scars?
No.
You see, my father, he was an alcoholic and a piece of shit. And one Halloween, he wanted to carve pumpkins, so he got drunk. And we didn't have any pumpkins, so he took a kitchen knife like this, and he stuck it in my mouth. And I said, Dad, I'm not a pumpkin. And he said, how are you talking, pumpkin? So then he carved my mouth into a permanent smile, like a jack-o'-lantern. He stuck a candle in my mouth, like a jack-o'-lantern, and he put me on the front porch like some kind of decoration. And I watched kids go trick-or-treating that night. I even heard one of them say, trick or treat, smell my feet. Now, why would he say that? What does feet have to do with candy? Speaking of candy, how much for a pack of those peanut M&Ms over there?
$1.99.
How about everything in the register?
Oh, holy shit! Okay, hold on, let me open it.
Batman, thank God you're here. The Joker's robbing the gas station.
Okay, just a second.
But there's no time. We can stop him this time.
You're right. Bat Dick can wait.
Okay, come on.
Step right there, Joker.
Batman, what are you going to do? Let me go again?
Not this time, Joker.
We'll see about that.
Okay, you can leave. I don't want to get shot.
No! You can't just keep letting me get away with this, Batman! I need consequences! Fight back!
But you still have a knife, so you're gonna get rid of that first.
I'll get rid of the knife!
Okay, now I'll do what my daddy does to me. Bend over, you get this bacon!
Now, stalk him!
Bend you! No, you're not! Don't do that again! Alright, you learn your lesson?
Oh, I learned my lesson. Did I ever tell you how I got these scars?
Did I ever tell you how I got shit in my daddy?
Sorry, I just didn't want to hear another story about the scars. It's different every time.
I gave him the spanking.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I watched that whole thing. It was mad gay. So I shot him. So he's dead now. So that's cool.
Oh no, there's a dead body in my store!
Don't worry, we're gonna clean it up. Wait a minute. Hey, Mr. Clown Henchman guy, come on out. You're under arrest. Oh shit, you have a gun! Okay, well, that's taken care of. Maybe I can be Batman. Wait, no, I can't. I killed somebody. I can't be Batman.
What do you want to do today?
Watch TikToks on our phone like we're doing.
Oh, dude, I love watching TikToks. What TikTok are you watching, Cody?
Funny dance videos.
Let me see.
Yeah, show me the dance video, dude.
It's the least gay.
Show us, Cody. What the hell is that?
It's a guy working out.
It does not look like he's working. It looks like he's jumping around.
Bro, why he got a bikini on?
Well, he's... What are you watching, Joseph?
Oh, I'm watching videos about relationship advice.
Relationship advice? What do you need that for?
You'll see. I only want one thing.
LeBron! With the Rolling Young.
Oh, you're watching LeBron James compilations.
Yeah, duh, that's my goat.
Well, you guys watch dumb TikToks.
Okay, what do you watch, Junior?
I watch food review videos.
Really? Dude, Chef PB can't even cook. Why are you watching food review videos?
Because Chef PB makes such bad food, I like to watch people eat actual good food. Look, let me show you. All right, guys, there's this man who reviews food. His name is Keith Lee. You gotta watch it.
I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and my fans have been telling me in my DMs to try this place called KFC. I got it. Let's try it and rate it 1 through 10. I spent $45.17. When I walked in, I really had to shit. There was piss all over the toilet seat, but that did not stop me from shitting. 2 out of 10. The customer service, awful. When I walked up to the counter, the lady asked me, what the hell do you want? As if I walked into a personal household or something. 7 out of 10.
First, we're going to start off with this chicken leg. I want to warn you guys, I'm not a big fan of chicken. I know it's pretty shocking, but I think this is going to be pretty crunchy. But let's try it and see.
When he makes that face, it means he likes it.
I thought it was a seizure, dude. You see?
Extremely crunchy. Very delicious. Delectable. This is bussin'. 5 out of 10.
Up next, we're trying the mac and cheese. I want to warn you guys, I am lactose intolerant, so I will have the shits, the bubble guts, and everything in between. So I'm probably going to have to shit on the pistol and toilet seat one more time. And the fat bitch at the counter did not give me a fork, so I'm going to have to eat this like Tarzan with my hands. God is good. Very cheesy. I'm enjoying it. 9 out of 10.
The fat bitch at the counter did not give me napkins, so I'm over here looking disgusting.
Fat bitch! Fucking, oh, you fat bitch.
Fucking slut!
Sorry about my outburst, guys. I'm just here with cheesy fingers.
Scratch that. I did find napkins in the bottom of the bag. Sorry, fat bitch, for calling you names. Up next, I'll be trying this lightning Mountain Dew. I would like to point out that I am allergic to Mountain Dew, and I probably would break out in hives, and my throat would close up, and I would die. But I do this for you guys. God is good.
I think he likes it.
I can tell.
Delectable. 4 out of 10. My stomach is rumbling, so I will have to take a shit on that pissed on toilet seat one more time. That is my review of KFC. 6 out of 10.
So, what do you guys think?
He just ate food.
Yeah, dude, it's a basic food review. It's KFC at that, dude.
Well, I like to watch it. It's what I like to watch.
Well, hey, whatever floats your boat, Junior.
I hope nothing ever happens to TikTok because it's my favorite app ever.
The news!
Breaking news, UK! The Supreme Court has stated that they will implement a TikTok ban from all U.S. devices and app stores if the parent company, ByteDance, does not sell TikTok to a U.S. corporation by January 19th, 2025. The Supreme Court stated that it is concerned for the national security of our country because China will infiltrate the U.S. through funny cat videos and stupid dances.
Ban TikTok? Oh, dude, what is everything in my life have to end? First, my relationship with my mom, not TikTok.
Oh yeah, I read about this. Apparently the U.S. government's worried about China using TikTok to spy on us through our phones.
Who cares if China wants to spy on us? They can spy all they want. I have nothing to hide.
Yeah, dude, they can have my social if they need it. Dude, I love this damn app.
Yeah, and don't we owe China like trillions? They can own the whole country. I just want to watch TikTok.
Yeah, and if I do have a Chinese spy, he's seen a whole lot of Cody Wiener.
Why would he see your wiener?
Yeah, dude, you're on TikTok. Why would your wiener be out?
It wouldn't, guys. I was joking.
I thought it was a joke, dude.
Oh, God. Guys, there's no way that some Chinese guy is watching me through my phone.
See, Cody, look, there's no way there's a Chinese guy watching me through my phone.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because, look, my phone screen is not even on, so the phone's not even activated. You can't even see through the camera.
Yeah.
Hello, is there any Chinese guy watching me?
Ni hao, Kai Lan.
Hello?
Egg rolls?
Ningguang, I'm getting here!
Well, you won't!
I think the Americans are onto us spying on them.
Who gives shit? They want their funny cat video!
That's true, but the American government going to shut us down.
Why the fuck they do that?
Because they think we're stealing their information.
But we are!
I know.
Guys, there's no way there's a Chinese spy watching us on our phones.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, can't be.
But the news said that if an American corporation doesn't buy TikTok by January 19th, it's gonna get banned!
Yeah, they did say that.
Dude, why don't they get Jeff Bezos? Rich ass to buy it. He has plenty of money.
Yeah, buying TikTok would be like buying a Subway sandwich for him.
Right?
Why Subway?
Because Subway is cheap as hell.
Oh, I'm more of a Jersey Mike's guy myself.
I cannot stand Jersey Mike's. They put so much vinegar on the sandwich. It's so wet. It's like eating a wet sponge.
Oh, well, you guys ever had Blimpies?
Isn't that when you get sucked off on the toilet?
No, Junior, that's a Blumpkin. I'm talking about Blimpy.
Oh, that's the award you win at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, no, Junior, I'm talking about, like, sandwiches, Blimpy.
God, I hate when words mean multiple different things!
I know, I get so confused!
But seriously, guys, it's up to us to find someone to buy TikTok.
Up to us? Junior, we're kids. We don't know anybody with that kind of money. And I'm sure if somebody could buy it, they would. I'm sure they're already working on it.
No, Cody, it's almost the deadline. It's almost about to get banned. If someone was gonna buy it, they would have already done it. We have to find someone to buy it today. And I think I know the perfect person.
Who?
Keith Lee.
What, Keith Lee? The guy who was eating food in his car? I don't think he has $1 billion, probably not even a million.
But he reviews food. If he says food is good, then everyone around the world will go to that restaurant and give them all their money. It's happened millions of times. So, if we can get Keith Lee to come try Chef PP's food and say it's good, then everyone around the world will come to our house, buy Chef PP's food, we'll make billions of dollars, and then we can buy TikTok.
Okay, Junior, I have a number of problems with what you just said.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, how are you going to get in touch with Keith Lee?
We'll comment on his video. Next problem.
Okay, next problem. He has to eat Chef Pee-Pee's food, and Chef Pee-Pee's food sucks.
Okay, I was thinking we go to a 5-star restaurant, buy a 5-star meal, give it to Keith Lee, and say that Chef Pee-Pee made it.
Okay, but then after he makes that video, we have to give that same 5-star meal to everybody who shows up, and that's gonna cost us money. We're not gonna make any money.
Okay, you're right. We need to charge $1 billion per meal.
But who the hell is going to pay $1 billion for a single meal?
Jeff Bezos, he's paying $1 billion for Subway sandwiches.
No, he's not. That's just a thing you said a few minutes ago.
Oh. Well, listen, Jeff Bezos, if he sees a meal is worth $1 billion, he might try it because he's a billionaire. Maybe even Elon Musk. Listen, we get Keith Lee to come over, try Chef Pee-Pee's food, say, oh my God, I pay billions to eat this. Then Jeff Bezos will see it on his TikTok and be like, I want to try this. He'll send it to his billionaire friends. All the billionaires in the world will come to Chef Pee-Pee. Well, he'll buy the food and then we'll make billions. We can buy TikTok.
All right, Junior, I have even more problems. You ready?
Oh God, you and your problems, what?
Okay, well, first of all, if we can get Keith Lee to say that ridiculous sentence, then we have to hope Jeff Bezos even sees the TikTok. How is that going to happen? You have his email?
I'm sure his email is on Amazon.com.
So you have to just email Jeff Bezos a TikTok and hope he watches it.
Okay, listen. We're sitting here doing nothing is not going to help TikTok, Cody.
Well, I mean, I can't argue that. I guess you got me there. This is better than doing literally nothing, I guess.
Okay, so Keith Lee said in his video that fans message him all the time to try restaurants. So if we all grab our phones and message Keith Lee over and over again saying, come to Chef Pee-Pee's Kitchen, come to Chef Pee-Pee's Kitchen, he will come here and then we can give him the 5-star meal and we can just pay him to say the sentence. I don't fucking know. Let's do it. Come on. Grab your phones. Okay. Hurry up! Okay, guys, did you message Keith Lee?
Yeah, I did.
Yep, I keep spamming him, dude.
Oh my God, guys! He replied!
No fucking way, dude. What'd he say?
He said, okay, that means he's coming tonight!
Yeah, dude, that's confirmed. He's definitely coming!
Guys, he just said okay. That doesn't mean he's coming.
Dude, the fact that he saw the message and replied, he's definitely on his way.
Yeah, he's always in his car eating food, so he's driving right now. We have to go get a meal. Okay, so I'm gonna go tell Chef Pee-Pee. Cody, no. Joseph, what? Get a 5-star meal. Come on.
Okay.
Well, why couldn't I do it?
Oh my God, you did it!
Yes, I knew I could do it. That's why they call me Chef Pee-Pee.
Chef Pee-Pee!
No, not right now, Junior. I'm getting my private lessons from V. Gordon Ramsay.
How can you afford private cooking lessons from Gordon Ramsay?
I won it out of a magazine or some shit like that. I can't remember. All that matters is he's here right now.
Well, listen, Keith Lee is coming to review your food.
Hey, Keith Lee, the guy that eats in his car?
Yep, that's the one.
Oh my God, if he eats my food and says that it's good, I could be rich!
I know, so this is the plan. Joseph is getting food from a 5-star restaurant, and we're gonna tell Keith Lee, you cook that food so he'll actually think it's good, and then we'll become rich.
No, I want him to actually eat my food! I'll get a private lesson from Gordon Ramsay!
Your food is never good, I don't care who helps you. Look, this looks like throw up, he's not gonna like this.
Stop disrespecting Gordon Ramsay's cookie! I practice! It looks good!
It does not look good. Listen, you have to use the food! I'm trying to say TikTok!
What?
Listen, just go talk to Joseph. Oh my God, that's Keith Lee at the door. Look, go talk to Joseph. The food that's on that table, you cooked it, okay? Not this bullshit. The food on the table.
What? All right, Joseph, show me this 5-star meal I have to put my name on.
It's Denny's.
The fuck? I'm not feeding Keith Lee Denny's. I gotta put my name on this.
Well, it's better than your usual cooking.
No, my cooking is good. I just cooked in the kitchen with Gordon Ramsay.
Sure you did, Chef Pee-Pee.
Look over there. He's in the kitchen. Look.
I don't see him.
Oh, but he was just in the kitchen. I promise you. Look, Junior saw it too.
Sure he was.
But look, I can feed him my food. It was really good. I promise. The steak is so delicious.
Sorry, Chef Pee-Pee. We're going to have to feed him this.
Well, forget it. Look, I don't even care anymore. I'll serve him this bullshit.
Okay, but we should all go hide because I heard Keith Lee doesn't like to eat in front of people. That's why he always eats in his car.
Fine.
Hello?
I finally made it to Chef Pee-Pee's house. Now I'm going to rate my experience 1 through 10. First off, the doorbell. Made me feel warm inside. Reminded me of my childhood. 4 out of 10.
Hello, Mr. Keith Lee. Nice to meet you.
Customer service is amazing. Greeted me at the door. 7 out of 10.
Mr. Keith Lee, we have a table specifically made for you.
Oh, No. Show favoritism. I do not like that. I want to be treated like everybody else.
Oh, no. Small business. We're a small business. We don't have any people here. That's why we needed your help.
Okay. I like small businesses. Got to show love to the small businesses. 9 out of 10.
Follow me this way.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a steak and a breakfast sandwich.
I don't know what food looks like. Don't worry about it. Let me do my thing. All right. Some fans had recommended a place called Chef Pee Pee's Kitchen to me. I got it. Let's try it and rate it from 1 to 10. First off, wait, what the hell is this?
That's a steak and a breakfast sandwich.
Mashed potatoes and fries. Hell of a combination. 2 out of 10.
Oh, no. Listen, we really need a good review. Can you please just say that this is like a $1 billion meal?
I would not be bribed. My honesty is everything.
No, listen. But if it's good, if it's 10 out of 10 good, will you please say that you would pay $1 billion for this?
If it's good, maybe, sure.
Okay.
First look, it's kind of rubbery. I don't know if I trust it. Made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. But I will still try it.
Can you hurry up and try it?
I will try it. And patience is on 1 out of 10.
Yeah, no.
1 out of 10. Kind of rubbery. Smells like dog poop.
Guys, he didn't say the $1 billion line, but I think he likes it.
Junior, he's fucking dead.
Oh, no! I killed Keith Lee!
No, Denny's killed Keith Lee. Joseph, how did you order that steak?
Rare.
God damn it, Joseph, you know that a rare steak from Denny's is the deadliest substance on Earth.
Look, I was just trying to give him a good-ass steak. I thought everybody eat their steaks rare.
Oh, my God. Do you think we're getting $1 billion, Cody?
No, we're not getting anything.
Let's go back and think of a new plan.
Oh, man.
Well, that couldn't have gone any worse. I mean, I knew it was a bad idea, but I didn't think it was going to go that wrong.
Well, I guess we didn't really need Keith Lee to make a video. We could have just recorded us saying the meal was worth $1 billion and sent it to Jeff Bezos.
Yeah,
probably.
And then nobody would have died.
Yeah. Well, let's turn on the news and see if anyone bought TikTok. Where's the remote?
It's up my ass, Junior.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you got to spank me to turn the TV on. Go ahead, Junior. Turn me on to turn the TV on.
Are you serious?
Yep, I'm serious.
I just because I want to see what's on the news.
Ooh! the remote isn't up my ass, you silly goober. It's right here. But thanks for the spanking, though.
Aw, you got me.
Breaking news, okay? Famous TikToker Keith Lee has died while filming a TikTok video. Any hopes of saving TikTok are now lost.
Well, great. Now TikTok's screwed, and it's all your fault, Junior.
I was just trying to help. I guess the only hope we have now is someone rich tries to buy it by the end of this weekend.
But who?
Yeah. I don't know. We don't know anybody with money. What do we do now?
You should watch some TikTok.
Who said that?
I don't know. It sounds like it came from my phone, but I guess I'm bored, so I'll watch some TikToks.
Cody, you should watch some TikTok, too.
I should watch some TikTok, too.
And Joseph, you should watch some TikTok.
You know what? I kind of want to watch TikTok, dude.
I love watching TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok's great.
Where's the cup I'm supposed to pee in? Because I already found the one I'm supposed to poop in.
You're not supposed to poop in a cup, Jimmy!
Too late. It was running.
Ew, Jimmy, that's disgusting! Why would you do that?
Because it's labeled poop!
That's just a picture, Jimmy! Hold on, I gotta go answer the door. Pour that out!
Hello?
Marvin, you have to let me inside. I have to show you what I bought.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, bam! Adebayo is also on this team, but he's not as good as Jimmy Butler.
You bought a Jimmy Butler jersey?
Oh, not just any Jimmy Butler jersey. See, in his last game, Jimmy Butler scored 56 points, which is the most points that any Miami Heat player has ever scored in the playoffs. And he did it while wearing this jersey, and he signed it. Oh, it smells like Jimmy. Take a whiff. Take a whiff of Jimmy.
Ew, it smells like sweaty man.
Yeah, he is a man. More of a man than I'll ever be. He could have my wife.
How much did you pay for this jersey?
Oh, you know, $250,000.
$250,000?
Yeah, it's my entire life savings. But look, it's worth it because I got this stinky shirt.
I don't think I would ever pay that amount of money for a shirt.
Oh, yeah? Well, would you buy a shirt that Jesus wore?
I guess.
Yeah, exactly, and that's him. That's Jimmy Jesus Christ Butler, because he had to walk on water to get that 56 points, because we beat the Milwaukee Sucks. Bucks.
Hey, I like that team.
Yeah, well, you must like sucking Jimmy, because we're up 3-1 on you, bitch ass, and it's about to be 4-1 tonight.
Nuh-uh.
Okay, yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, thank you for showing us this jersey.
Hey, you want to see my favorite plays of that game?
Not really.
Look, I'll show you. I got him on my phone right here. Look, watch him get this three to take the lead. Here comes Jimmy, wide open for the lead. Oh, Jimmy! Yeah, Jimmy! Whoa, Jimmy! Go ahead! Can you say clutch? Clutch daddy, that's Jimmy Butler right there!
I mean, that was really cool.
Oh, that's nothing. You should see this next play. Watch. Oh, here comes Jimmy Butler. He's filthy. This man doesn't wipe all. Three, Jimmy! Have my baby, Jimmy, marry me! Marvin, was that not the nastiest thing you've ever seen? Jimmy didn't have to do that to them. That was not consensual, what you just watched. The Bucks get me tooed, or should I say me tooed for Jimmy?
Well, wasn't that a two-pointer, not a three?
Okay, yeah, he stepped on the line and it was worth two, but it doesn't matter because he still won. That's why the jersey was worth so much.
You could have at least got him to wash it. It smells so bad.
No, it's full of Jimmy juice. I actually wrung it out into a cup and drank it, hoping I would absorb his power, but it didn't work. All it did was make me very sick. Speaking of sick, I have to pee, and I think I have a UTI. Can I use your bathroom?
Well, we don't have a pee cup.
Oh, usually I pee into a Mountain Dew bottle while I'm sitting on the couch, so I don't have to get up while I'm watching Jimmy. That's probably why I have a UTI. Anyway, I'm gonna go pee all over your toilet seat.
Danny, what am I supposed to do with this cup of diarrhea?
I said pour it out, Jeffy.
Throw out the jersey, Jeffy!
You told me to pour it out!
I said in the sink!
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, he poured diarrhea all over the Jimmy Butler jersey!
Ew!
Oh my god, what are we gonna do?
We gotta clean it!
Oh, get some bleach or some wipes or some napkins or I don't know what to do.
Somebody's in here.
And it's gonna be a while, too, because I'm taking a Milwaukee Bucks in the toilet. Because I'm shitting hard. Yeah, I thought I had to pee, but then my bowels have a surprise for me.
Okay.
Here, Marvin, I got some paper towels.
What? Paper towels are not good enough, baby. We need bleach.
Marvin, we can't use bleach on our nice red couch.
We have to get the stain out of the Jimmy Butler jersey.
Marvin, I have an idea. Let's take it to the sink downstairs and use Dawn dish soap. It gets oil off of duckies.
What?
Come on, just trust me, Marvin.
Hey, Danny, someone's in the bathroom and I can't pour this down the sink.
Well, then go pour it in the bathtub. I don't know.
Okay.
See, Marvin, look, the duckies.
I don't know what that means.
Just trust me, Marvin.
You're getting all blue.
Just hold on, Marvin. See, look, it's helping.
It still just looks blue and soapy.
Marvin, trust me. Go get the stain remover.
Okay. Okay, I got the stain remover.
Marvin, look, the stain's almost gone.
It actually worked.
That's the power of Dawn dish soap.
Are you sponsored by them?
Not sponsored. I just love animals.
Okay, so what do we do now?
Marvin, go turn on some extra light to make sure we get all the stain out.
Okay, where's the light? Oh my god! How's the jersey?
Marvin, it's stuck!
Well, pull it!
Okay! Marvin!
What?
Look, it's all cut up in the corner!
Oh my god, the garbage disposal did that!
Why didn't you turn on the garbage disposal, Marvin?
I didn't know that's what the switch did!
How long have you lived here?
I don't do the dishes, Chef Phoebe does!
Well, Marvin,
okay, why don't you grab some scissors and we can cut the bottom of the jersey off. He doesn't know how long the jersey was.
Ooh, that's a good idea, Marvin.
But the jersey's still soaking wet. We have to dry it off.
We can put it in the dryer.
No, we can't have the jersey shrink. We have to dry it off another way.
Ooh, we could get the iron.
Yeah, go grab the iron.
Okay.
Oh my god, those cuts are so bad.
Rub-a-dub-dub, hunky boy in the tub. Oh no, what if I drown? Good thing I have a hunky lifeguard watching me. Oh no, I'm drowning. Somebody needs to give me ass to mouth. Ooh.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, hey, Jeffy, what are you doing here?
I'm gonna dump diarrhea in your bath.
What? Ew, that's gross. I can't, let's get out of here. Come on.
All right, Marvin, I have the iron. It's hot.
Please be careful with it.
I'll be careful with it, Marvin.
Hey, Danny, I poured the diarrhea in the tub while someone was taking a bath.
Why would you do that, Jeffy?
That's disgusting.
But that's what you told me to do.
No, I said pour it in the tub, not while somebody was in it.
Well, they don't teach you that in school.
Jeffy, go stand in the corner.
For how long?
6 minutes.
That's like forever. What if I starve?
Okay, 5 minutes.
Okay, but if I die, I'm going to call Child Protective Services on your ass.
You're 18 years old, Jeffy. You can't call
Child Protective Services.
Well, in that case, I'm not going to stand in the corner.
Go stand that ass in the corner.
Well, I'll have to make it 4 minutes. I'll think about it.
Okay, 4 minutes. Just go.
What about 3.5?
Oh, Jeffy, I don't care how long you stay in the corner. I just want you to learn your lesson.
What about 2 minutes?
Go stand in the corner.
All right, I'll do it for 1 minute and see how I feel.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with him? Why does he act like this?
All right, I'm back.
What? Jeffy, that was only like 5 seconds.
I got scared.
Of what?
Earthquakes.
We don't have earthquakes in Florida, Jeffy.
Well, I thought I heard one.
What? Go to your room.
And play video games?
Will that make you learn your lesson?
Maybe.
Just go to your room. Oh, my God. Why is Jeffy like this? It's his fault we're even in this situation. If he wouldn't have poured his diarrhea all over the jersey, we wouldn't be doing this. Is it dry?
Oh, my God. I forgot.
What? Take it off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Marvin, I'm so sorry.
You bitch. You burned the signature off.
Jeffy, you're distracting me with this chit-chat.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, it's dry now, but, oh, my God, take it upstairs. Just take it upstairs right now.
Okay.
You move.
Okay.
Okay, baby, what are we going to do? The signature is burned off. The bottom of it's cut. The top of it's still stained. I don't know what to do.
Well, Marvin, hear me out. Look, if we flip it over, right, it looks okay on the front, and we could fake the signature and sign right here on the 2, still cut the bottom part off, and hope he doesn't flip it over.
Wait. I mean, yeah, we could just say that it was always signed on the front the whole time.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you grab the scissors.
Okay.
And you start cutting, and I'll grab a Sharpie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, baby, I got the Sharpie.
Okay, I cut the bottom part off.
That looks real good.
Thank you.
So I'm going to sign the 2. I forgot how the signature looked.
Just write Jimmy Butler.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, baby, I just signed it.
Marvin, you didn't even write in cursive.
I don't know how to sign Jimmy Butler's name in cursive. I only know how to sign my name in cursive.
You didn't capitalize the J?
Look, I did the best I could. It's still signed by him, right?
Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, no, baby. The jersey, it smells like Dawn dish soap. It's supposed to smell like sweaty man.
Oh, no, Marvin. What do we do now?
Jeffy, get in here.
Yes, Daddy?
Jeffy, when's the last time you washed your balls?
Strong 2 weeks, Daddy.
Do they smell bad?
Well, let me check. Yeah, they're bad, Daddy. They're ripe.
Okay, can you please rub this jersey all over your balls?
Sure, Daddy.
Oh, yeah, get up in there.
There you go, Daddy. Pleasure doing business with you.
Oh, God. Oh, that's disgusting, Jeffy. Oh, my God. Okay, I think the jersey's perfect.
Pretend to be a referee and tell him he owes you a check or something.
Okay, but how do I get his number?
Well, I don't know. Fake your number. I don't know. I just got to hurry up and get back, okay? Figure it out.
Okay. Wait, is that Tom Brady in a Super Bowl commercial?
Hey there, it's me. 7-time Super Bowl champion and still better than Patrick Mahomes, even if he wins today, Tom Brady. You know, I like to start every day with a sun kiss. And then when I get out of the shower, I have another sun kiss. And when I get done shaving my balls, I have a sun kiss. As a matter of fact, after every one of my Super Bowl wins, I celebrated with multiple sun kisses. I also really like this soda. It's called, Sun Kissed. It's orange flavored, but it's still not better than the taste of my son's kisses. So if you want to know what my son's kisses taste like, just smell my breath, because he gives me an open mouth kiss when I'm getting a massage, because he wants the Wi-Fi password. Because we have a rule in my house, one kiss gets you 5 minutes of Wi-Fi time. So you should go out and buy this soda, Sun Kissed. Now I'm gonna go kiss my son.
I prefer Fanta. Do you wanna Fanta? Do you wanna
Hey, Marvin,
Fanta?
I found Patrick Mahomes' phone number.
How'd you find it?
Well, I got a friend that's a referee, and apparently you text him all the time.
Oh, okay, give me the number, I'll call him with a block number. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, who's this?
Is this Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, and I'm about to play in the Super Bowl right now, so I'm kind of busy.
Well, this is the head referee of the Super Bowl tonight.
Oh, looking for your paycheck, huh?
Yeah, we really need that paycheck.
All right, I'll send my guys right over.
Oh, no, the commissioner wants you to hand it to me personally to make sure it clears.
Can Taylor Swift do it?
No, Taylor Swift can't bring it. It has to be you.
What about Travis Kelce?
Nope, no Travis. Gotta be you.
What about Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Are you sure no Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Okay, what about, Reid Andy?
No, that's Andy Reid still. No, it has to be you.
What about my gay brother?
No, it has to be you, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, fine. I'm on my way over. Drop the addy.
Okay, I'll send the address. Okay, he said he's actually coming.
Okay, cool. Oh, look, a Super Bowl commercial.
Jesus, what a brutal crime scene. Were there any fingerprints on the victim?
No, sir, just gum.
Gum?
Yeah, that's right. The killer left gum all over. There was gum in her hair, gum in her mouth, gum in her clothes, gum on her feet, just gum all over her body. The killer gummed all over the place.
My God, I've never seen a more graphic crime. What was the cause of death?
Well, she swallowed a lot of gum, sir, but I did manage to get a sample.
And what did it trace back to?
Double Bubble.
Oh, that's some pretty good gum. I wish I was the victim. Double Bubble. It's worth dying for. Just don't swallow.
Hey, you were in that commercial.
Yeah, Double Bubble rented out our police station for that one. I thought it was pretty good.
But how were you there and here at the same time?
They shot it like a month ago.
Oh. There's someone at the door. That must be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, we gotta kidnap him.
All right, can you come with me so you can, like, help me kidnap him?
Yeah, sure. I'll hit him in the head with his bottle.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey there. It's me, Patrick Mahomes. I got your check. You know what that smells like? It smells like a three-peat. Maybe a four-peat?
You don't want to win fair.
Nah, the Taylor Swift fans love this. I was thinking maybe we go down by 30 points by the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter we come back and win. They're gonna eat that shit up.
Marvin, please let me hit him.
Wait a minute. Something smells weird here. Are you guys Eagles fans?
Grab him, Marvin!
Help me, Andy Reid! Andy Reid, help!
Marvin, what are you doing?
We're kidnapping Patrick Mahomes until the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl.
Hey, what are you doing with my arms tied up? I can't throw a football with my arms tied. Wait, or maybe I can. Hey, put a football between my legs and see if I can throw it.
Shut up!
We're not going to release you until after the Super Bowl's over.
You really want my backup quarterback, Carson Wentz, playing instead of me? Wait, that's a great idea! Carson Wentz used to play for the Eagles. He knows all their plays.
Oh, goddammit, Marvin!
Man, a comeback story of the century. Carson Wentz used to be an Eagle player, and he's going to beat his old team. And I still get a ring! The Swifties are going to love this.
Marvin, make him stop!
Hey, rip up that check. I'm going to pay you double.
Oh, my God, shut up. I'm going to beat you up. Oh. There's a commercial on.
Oh? Is something wrong?
This popcorn's too small.
Oh, well, what size would you prefer?
Extra large.
Oh, well, I got something that's pretty large.
What? Oh, my God! Wow, you should pull it out.
Well, I'm not really supposed to. We could get kicked out.
No, it's fine. No one's looking.
Okay, you say so.
Oh, my God!
Stuck some Pringles in.
Oh, my God, I need some.
Yeah, of course you do. They're bursting with flavor. Let me get you one. Fuck.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got my hand stuck in the can.
Oh, do you need help?
No, I'm good. I don't want to draw attention to us because we're going to get kicked.
Pringles. Our can design fucking sucks.
Okay, I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Oh, here. Let me help.
No. I got it. Just fucking, why do they fucking make the cans like this?
Jesus.
Fuck. Fuck it.
You're crushing the Pringles.
God damn it. Fuck you, Pringles!
Wow, a wiener the size of a Pringles can? That's a really big wiener. You know, Andy Reid has a really big wiener. I've seen it.
Shut up!
Hey, if you guys don't let me go, I'm gonna do my Andy Reid call to get him over here to save me.
Andy Reid call.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid!
Marvin, I'm gonna fucking kill him.
Andy Reid, you came to save me. Let's get out of here, Mr. Reid.
Yeah! Marvin, I don't even care if we let Tom Brady down. I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, another commercial.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's sweetheart, P. Diddy, coming to you live and direct for Cell A for Asshole. Yeah, I know you're enjoying the Super Bowl right now, but I'm about to bend my cellmate over this toilet bowl and make him take that. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
So bend over. Usually it takes a lot of spit, but not anymore. Thanks to this Johnson & Johnson baby oil, anything is possible.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. When I put a little Johnson & Johnson on my Johnson and put it in the hole behind his Johnson, oh, yeah, anything is possible. Ain't that right, Johnson?
Yeah.
His name's Johnson, by the way. See, Johnson, he likes it when I put this Johnson & Johnson on his Johnson and we sort of fight our Johnsons together.
So you're not putting it in my ass?
Oh, I am. I always am. Why is that a question? Look. Make sure you get your supply. Buy it right now. Wait, I forgot. I bought it all already. It's sold out. So the only way you can get some is if you come to my cell and let me take that ass.
Hey, you get a camera in here. Turn that shit off.
No, give me that ass. Give me that ass.
Give me that footage. Oh, wow. They still aired that? I thought we deleted the footage.
Wait, that was filmed in the jail cell?
Yeah, Diddy's a monster.
Well, guys, let's sit back and watch this rigged Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Andy Reid. Andy Reid.
It's stuck in my head like a song. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
for Santa Claus to bring me my Christmas present tomorrow.
What do you want Santa to bring you this year, Jeffy?
I want him to bring me a 13-inch Apple iPad Pro 2TB with nanoglass technology, only $2,600. But before you freak out, Santa Claus can make it for free.
A $2,600 iPad, Jeffy?
Yes, but Santa Claus can make it for free.
Santa Claus doesn't make iPads, Jeffy.
Yes, he does. Some of his elves are Chinese for the cheap labor, so you know they're bing-bong as shit.
Jeffy, his elves aren't Chinese.
Marvin, don't yell at Jeffy on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, don't yell at me on Christmas Eve. And by the way, if you're waiting till now to get me a Christmas present, you're too late. So C-minus on being prepared.
We do not have $2,600 to spend on an iPad.
Well, maybe if you got a job, we would.
Oh, here we go. If you had a job, we'd have money too.
Hey, I tried, okay? I was assaulted.
You were assaulted. You were supposed to drop the food off at the door and not take a picture of a guy's wiener out for DoorDash.
Well, why did he leave the door open?
Okay, you know what? I think we should just cancel Christmas. Christmas is too expensive. Everybody wants gifts. All it costs is money. We don't have any money. We're canceling Christmas.
No, Marvin, you're not going to do this. You're not going to ruin Christmas.
You just ruined Christmas by bringing up that I don't have a job.
You should have a job.
You should have one, too.
Well, I tried.
Well, if you guys just write down what you want and tell Santa Claus, and as long as you're on the nice list, he'll bring it to you.
Santa Claus isn't real.
Okay. Now, you and I both know that's a lie because I had a lightsaber battle with him last year. And also, Big Kringle's big chilling at the mall.
Marvin is just mad because he's on the naughty list.
You're just mad because you're on the bitch list.
Wow.
Marvin, that was so uncalled for. I'm going to go to the bathroom and cry, and I'm not going to come out till December 26th because I don't want to see you on Christmas.
Oh, I don't want to see you on Christmas either because I didn't get you anything for Christmas because we can't afford gifts. Yeah, your Christmas is over. No gifts for anybody.
Daddy, are you and Mommy fighting because of me?
Yes, you asked for a $2,600 iPad.
I asked Santa Claus for it. So you don't even have a dog in that fight. So if he doesn't bring it, then I'll just be pissed at Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is not going to bring you an iPad.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. He's not going to bring it.
Well, he's never let me down. So.
Well, prepare to be let down in the morning when there's not an iPad under the Christmas tree.
Okay.
You know what? I think me and Rose are going to get a divorce for Christmas.
Why, Dad?
Because all we do is argue about the same thing. She wants me to get a job. She doesn't get a job. She's lazy. Listen, it's just, we're always fighting. We didn't even get anything for Christmas. Christmas is over, right? We're not going to celebrate Christmas.
Well, I have an idea. What if I buy two presents and say that one's from Mommy to Daddy and one's from Daddy to Mommy? Then maybe I can fix this.
Bunny, bunny, bunny! Happy Merry Christmas Eve!
Karen, why are you making me wear this?
Because, Bonnie, you gotta look cute for Christmas Eve dinner.
People usually have a dinner on Christmas.
Well, we're gonna have both, Bonnie, and look what I made!
What in the fuck am I looking at?
It's a Christmas lasagna, Bonnie, with peppermint sticks!
You mean candy canes?
Yeah!
And sprinkles.
Yes, Bonnie, it's gonna be so yummy.
It's gonna be disgusting.
Well, at least it looks pretty.
Is that plastic still on the candy cane?
Don't worry, Bonnie, it's gonna melt off as it cooks.
Oh, cool.
Well, Bonnie, I'm gonna put this in the oven, okay? And then I'm gonna go take a shower. So in 45 minutes, I need you to take the lasagna out of the oven for me.
You're gonna take a 45-minute shower?
Yeah, Bonnie, I'm doing an everything shower.
Why isn't every shower an everything shower? Shouldn't you wash everything every time? What are you doing in the shower if you're not washing?
Well, this time I'm gonna brush my teeth because it saves time.
You're gonna brush your teeth before you eat lasagna?
Yeah, Bonnie, it's gonna pair great with the peppermint sticks.
Ugh.
All right, Bonnie, I'm going to put this in the oven.
I hope you burn it.
Bonnie, I love this new oven that you got me. Also, remember, your mom, her boyfriend, and your brother are coming to Christmas Eve dinner. I forgot to tell you.
What the fuck did you just say?
Your mom, her boyfriend, and your brother.
No, I heard what you said. I just mean, what the fuck?
Well, Bonnie, I forgot to remind you.
I don't want them here.
Well, too bad, mister. You better put your Christmas smile on.
No, I can't do this. I can't spend a whole Christmas Eve with my family. I don't think I can survive that.
Hey, Dad, are you still getting me a car for Christmas?
Still? What are you talking about? Why would I agree to do that?
Well, 5 months ago in your sleep, I asked you, and you said yes!
The fuck I did? I told you never to ask me anything in my sleep because I agreed to it just to get you to go away.
Oh, Dad, I know you're just kidding around. I know you got me a car.
No, I didn't, and all the car dealerships are closed, and so are the stores, so I couldn't even get you a Matchbox car if I wanted to.
Dad, you're so silly. I can't wait to see my car tomorrow.
I can't do this. I won't do this. No. No fucking way. You know what? I'm faking my death. That's how I get out of this. That's what everyone gets for Christmas. Me dead. And I know exactly how to do it, too. I'm gonna pretend I got cooked in the oven when I went to grab the lasagna. Yeah. I'll just throw this fake skeleton in there with my clothes on, and everybody's gonna think it's me. But the oven's not even on. God. Doesn't know how to cook.
Oh, who could that be? Christmas is canceled.
Hey, Marvin.
But why are you naked?
It's a really long story. I don't have time to explain. I faked my death. Okay, it's actually not that long of a story. I just explained. I faked my death.
Well, why'd you fake your death?
Well, as much as I would love to explain right now, naked with my dick out in the freezing cold, maybe you could let me inside and give me some clothes so I can tell you.
Oh, okay, come on in.
Thank you.
Bonnie, can you answer the door? I just got out of the shower. Bonnie, answer the door! Oh, Bonnie, why aren't you answering the door? I gotta put the sink clothes back on. Hello?
What took you so long to answer the door, the fuck? I'm out here freezing my pepperoni nipples off.
They're huge!
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got out of the shower.
You did? Let me show. Oh, you took an everything shower. One more sniff.
Oh, Jonathan,
put your same clothes back on.
Keep it in your panties, Jonathan. That's what your sock at home is for. Now, where's my son, Brookie?
I don't know. Maybe he's in the kitchen.
Because he's a woman. You hear that, bitch?
I love the way you guys joke around. I love your banter.
Yeah, it's not a joke. Mind if I smoke in your house? Okay. God damn, your house is clean. See, Jonathan, our house could look like this if you stopped leaving your dirty tissues everywhere.
Sorry, Mom.
I almost cut my hand on one the other day. The fuck are you cooking?
Christmas lasagna.
It smells like a gingerbread man's asshole.
Well, I put peppermint sticks on it.
I think it smells great, Karen.
Jonathan, stop being a kiss ass.
I get to kiss your ass later?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna go check on the lasagna.
Hey, before you go, can you put on the Charlie Brown's Christmas specials? I love that bald-headed fuck. Him and Snoopy's, he's got like cancer or some shit. I sure love me some Snoops.
Okay. Smells good.
What the hell are you screaming about?
Bonnie died in the oven!
Oh, good riddance, bitch!
It's okay, Karen. I have a side that you can cry on.
Jesus, Jonathan, you're so damn thirsty. I'm thirsty. Oh, you are? Well, how about we go have a celebratory rug munch? I'll get the horseradish.
There, Karen. I'll promise to be a great husband to you.
Thanks for the shirt, Marvin. It's kind of small, though.
Yeah, I have 30 of the same shirt, so I only have to do laundry once a month.
Oh, that's smart. I like the tie. It makes it look like you have a job.
Don't say job!
Why not? Job.
Stop saying it!
What is wrong with you? Are you autistic?
No, just... Yeah, me and my wife got in a fight over me not having a job, and I think me and her are going to get a divorce.
Oh, lucky. I had to fake my death to get away from my wife.
But why'd you fake your death again?
Well, yeah, my whole family came over for Christmas Eve, and I hate them. And then my daughter wanted me to buy her a car for Christmas, and I just don't want to deal with any of that, so I just faked my death and left.
How'd you fake your death?
Well, I just pretended I burned to death in the oven. They're dumb. They'll buy it.
So how long are you going to be dead for? You have to go home eventually.
Oh, yeah, I'll come back to life after about a month or so. I just want to see if Karen moves on.
Well, where are you gonna stay for the month?
I was hoping to stay here.
What, stay here for a month?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can stay here, right?
Well, I don't know if we have enough room in the house.
It's a pretty big house.
Yeah.
How many people live here?
Well, we don't have enough bedrooms.
Okay, well, I don't need a bedroom. I can just stay in this corner. This will just be my corner for a month.
Yeah, but now the couch feels crowded.
You are way the fuck over there, and there's more couch left.
Yeah, but man, the couch just... Man, what if more people want to sit on the couch?
Well, then I'll just go move to one of the other three couches you have downstairs.
Well, what if we were having like a big Christmas sleepover and everyone sleep on the couch?
You got plenty of floor. I can sleep on the floor.
Ooh.
There's a bunk bed in that other room.
But what if we're walking and you get in the way, we stumble over?
Marvin, if you don't want me to stay here, you could just say that you don't want me to stay here and you're not my friend. You didn't get me anything for Christmas and you hate me. You say that.
I don't. You, okay, you can stay here for a
month. Yay! Marvin, this is going to be so much fun. We're going to spend Christmas together. I want hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Okay, I'll make it. Wait, why am I making it?
Oh, you're right. Let's make it together.
Oh, man, guys, I can't believe we're having a Christmas sleepover.
Joseph, what's going on with your leg? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, chilling. Got it propped up and stuff, you know.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for coming for my Christmas sleepover.
Yeah, I don't have anywhere to go, so I'm just chilling here, dude.
Yeah, I don't even celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Hanukkah.
Well, in the morning, Santa's going to deliver our presents. Wait, does Santa know to bring your presents to my house?
I mean, I write him letters all the time. In my manifesto, so he knows to come here.
Well, I don't even believe in Santa because of the Hanukkah thing.
Oh, well, who delivers your presents?
What?
Hitler?
Why would Hitler deliver my presents? No.
Because he's dead and he has to make up for what he did, so he has to deliver the presents to the Jews.
I think he has to do a lot more than deliver presents if he wants to make up for that.
That has to be his punishment. Imagine he's in Hanukkah hell and his punishment is to deliver presents to all the Jews. He hated them.
I hope his punishment's a lot worse than delivering gifts.
But that has to be a really bad punishment. Imagine delivering presents to people you hate.
Well, that's
his punishment, is to deliver presents to all those people to make up for what
he did. He's like y'all's Grinch.
He's not the Grinch. He's the biggest monster in human history.
Yeah, now he's Hanukkah Claus.
The Grinch.
He's not Hanukkah Claus.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Imagine you have to deliver presents to the person you hate the most in your afterlife. Like, oh, he's so mad.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And how many days do you get presents?
Eight
days?
What a punishment.
He has to deliver 8 presents 8 days in a row?
Yeah.
Well, 8 presents? That definitely makes up for what he did, right?
It doesn't. It really, really doesn't. But guys, can we just talk about Santa Claus? I don't want to talk about him again.
Okay.
I don't even know he's real.
What? Santa Claus is real.
How do we know, though?
Okay, well, look.
I don't believe in him.
Look, my Christmas tree is right there. So if we fall asleep on the couch, we will hear when Santa comes down the chimney, and then we can get his autograph.
Okay, then.
Or we can get a present, ideally.
What if we get Santa to sign a present?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, but wait a minute. What if he signs the wrapping paper? We have to rip the wrapping paper to open the present, and then we ruin the autograph. So if he signs the present and he rips the autograph, oh, what do you do? What do you do? Do you open the gift or do you keep the autograph? Do you open the gift or keep the autograph?
Get a hold of yourself.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Do you even want to meet Santa? It's kind of stressing you out.
If we meet Santa and he gets an autograph, let's get him to sign a piece of paper.
Okay.
And maybe a gift.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to sleep, guys, so when Santa gets here, we can wake up.
Okay, hey, dude.
I like that us sleeping is just shoving our heads in the couch.
Shut up. I'm trying to sleep. Damn.
Oh, man, Marvin. This hot chocolate tastes kind of bad because we had water instead of milk.
Wait, where did the stove go?
Oh, I took it. Sorry about that.
Wait, you took it?
Yeah, I traded it for a train set, so it's mine now.
A train set?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Is that the train set?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go to bed.
Okay, good night. I'm going to just kind of walk around your house looking at stuff. I mean, if I'm going to be here a month, I might as well get used to the place, right?
Okay, present for Mommy, present for Daddy. That should make them love each other.
Oh, Santa Claus is here to take back the presents! Usually, Santa Claus goes down the chimney, but I prefer the front door. Only 2 presents? I guess that'll have to do.
Huh? What?
Santa Claus? He is real.
What, he's from Israel? What? Cody, this is Hanukkah Claus.
What?
Yeah, look, he's green like money. It makes sense. Yeah.
Junior, you're being pretty anti-Semitic right now.
Wait, are you really Hitler?
Okay, I'm not that bad.
Wait, you said he wasn't punished enough for what he did to all 6 million of those people. You know what? You guys get to beat up Hitler.
Yeah. 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 Christmas.
Cody, grab your Jew candle and hit him with it.
Yeah, use your magical candle.
Yeah,
hit him.
Come on, hit him with your magical candle. Fuck you, Hitler.
Kids, what's going on?
Oh, well, Hanukkah Claus. Can you fix my bib?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hanukkah Claus.
A.K.A. Hitler.
Whoa. Yeah, he came back to try to give us gifts, but we don't think him giving 8 presents is a punishment for all the things he did, so we wanted to kill him.
Okay, well, that's the Grinch.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you kids still did the right thing by beating up the Grinch.
Well, what are we supposed to do with the Grinch's dead body?
I'll take care of him from here.
What? Santa Claus?
Israel.
He's not from Israel, Joseph. He's from the North Pole.
What? My bad, dude.
Move out of the way, guys, and let me get at him before his body gets cold.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what Santa's about to do. You kids might want to clear out of here.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired of dealing with you, Grinch. Once and for all, you ain't gonna piss right for a week.
Jesus, Kringle.
What the heck is going on?
I heard shouting.
What? Santa Claus?
Hey, guys. Sorry for the ruckus. But you may want to get out of here, because this isn't going to be pretty.
Yeah, I don't know what's about to happen, but it's going to be pretty messed up.
Wait, there's 2 presents. Who are these presents? What? 2 Marvin from Rose?
2 Rose from Marvin?
What, you got me a Christmas gift?
I thought you didn't give me anything.
I thought you didn't give me anything. Well, I'm going to open it and see what it is. What? You got me a hat?
You got me a crown? Is it because I'm your princess?
Did you give me this hat to borderline get us sued?
Marvin, it covers your bald spot.
And that covers your roots.
Oh, Marvin, I love you.
I love you.
Well, looks like it's gonna be a foursome.
Make it a fivesome.
Mommy, Daddy, did you get your presents from each other?
Oh, fuck.
Yucky.
Oh, blah.
Piece of candy?
No.
I'll have one, Jeffy.
Here you go, Mommy. It's really good. I've already eaten 50 pieces. It's super chewy.
Wait, you swallowed this?
Yes, I just said I ate 50 pieces.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to swallow gum.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with it?
You chew it and spit it out.
What's the point in that?
Well, because it tastes good.
Exactly why I swallowed it.
Listen, Jeffy, you're just supposed to chew it and spit it out. That's it.
Have I been eating food wrong my whole life? I'm just supposed to chew it up and then spit it out?
No, you can swallow food, just not gum.
Oh, so I can chew and swallow food, but I have to spit out candy.
No, you can swallow candy, just not gum.
Life rules are too hard.
Jeffy, you chew gum for the flavor.
Yeah, it's like toothpaste. It tastes really good, but you're not supposed to swallow it.
Well, I eat a tube of toothpaste every single day.
Is that why we're out of toothpaste?
Jeffy, you're not supposed to swallow toothpaste.
Well, then make me a list of all the things I'm not supposed to swallow.
Okay, that's a very long list. Let's make a list of things you can swallow. Only food, and that's it.
Wait a minute. Is this for fat people?
What?
So they can chew it and get the sensation of eating food, and then they don't have to swallow it until they don't gain weight?
Yes, Jeffy, it's for fat people. That's what gum is for fat people.
Well, that's all you had to say.
Okay, but baby, he still swallowed 50 pieces of gum.
Marvin, should we call the doctor?
No, let's just make sure he can poop. Hey, Jeffy, go to the bathroom and poop.
Why would I go to the bathroom when I have a perfectly good pair of shorts I can shit in?
Because you're not supposed to poop in your shorts. If you're going to do that, go to your room.
Well, if you send me to my room, I'm going to shit in my bed.
Jeffy, we just cleaned those sheets.
And smeared all over the walls.
No, Jeffy, just don't stay here then.
All right, that's what I'm doing.
Marvin, are you sure he's going to be okay?
Let's just make sure he can have a bowel movement so that his, you know, they're not obstructed or anything.
Okay. Marvin, we haven't heard from Jeffy in days. Do you think he's okay?
Baby, he's a kid. He's fine. He's probably at his friend's house making a fort talk and playing a tick night.
Hey, dang.
Oh, my God, Jeffy!
Why is your stomach so big?
Are you okay?
I haven't been able to poop in days. I'm constipated as shit.
Baby, the gum, it's probably clogging his colon.
What do we do?
We have to call a doctor.
Tell him I look like a truck driver looking for a lot lizard.
Oh, okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. My son's fat from eating gum.
Oh, no. Did he eat that Willy Wonka gum that makes you get all fat and turn blue? But it couldn't be that, because he's not blue, and also Willy Wonka's not real. That was just a movie. You know what? I'll let you talk.
He kept chewing and swallowing gum.
Well, you're not supposed to swallow it.
We told him that, but he'd already swallowed 50 pieces.
50 pieces? Jesus, his intestines must be pink. I mean, pinker than normal, because of the gum. Because gum is pink. I'll stop.
Listen, he looks constipated.
Of course he's constipated. He looks like he's about to pop. He's literally full of shit. We're going to have to fish that gum out of his ass like a dog.
Okay, well, how much gum do you think's in his ass?
I don't know. I just have to take a look with my Doc McStuffins autoscope. Out of my way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going the other way.
All right, let's take a look in that butt. Spread them.
All right.
All right, let's see what we got going on. Okay, don't do that. My face is right there.
Sorry.
Let me just take a look. I'm gonna get pink eye, okay? I am literally human centipeding your asshole with my eye, okay? My eye is right there. Stop. Stop. Down. Down, boy. Stop it! Marvin, tell him to stop!
Jeffy, stop farting.
I'm sorry, I can't help it, I'm backed up!
Just try to hold it at least. Stop! Okay, I can see the gum, okay? It's all up in there. What, you got a tube in your ass? Stop it!
Jeffy, stop it!
Stop! Okay, now, Jeffy, I need you to fart as hard as you can when I say go, okay? I'm gonna move my face out of the way, okay? Now go! Marvin, look at that ass bubble.
Wait, he's blowing a bubble with his ass of gum?
Yeah.
Okay, well, pop it.
What? No, there's enough methane in there to kill 100 men.
Okay, so what are you going to do with it?
I'm just going to take this. I'm going to take it outside and release it. Come with me.
Okay. So why'd you want me to come out here with you?
Check out this noise I can make. Isn't that so annoying? It's like a balloon. It's really annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. Stop.
Hey, Marvin, $5, you let me release this fart in your face.
Ew, no.
Oh, come on. We're men. This is man stuff. Hey, he farted in my face way more than that. Come on.
$5?
Yeah, $5.
Okay.
Hey, doesn't it stink?
Oh my god, I'm so sick.
I've never seen anyone throw up that much.
Where's my $5?
Oh, all I actually have is this $2 bill.
You said you had a $5!
Yeah, but I saw it upside down, and see, it looks kinda like a $5. Still backwards, though. Here,
Where's my $3?
Really? How bad do you have it, you bitching over $3?
Marvin, look, while you're away, Jeffy made another fart bubble.
Oh, dibs. Come on, Marvin, let's release it outside.
I don't want to release it outside.
I dropped it. Oh my god, Marvin, it floats!
What? How's it doing that?
I guess the methane is so toxic that it makes it float.
Huh, well, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my god, Marvin, we could be billionaires. I have an idea. See, Marvin, there's a helium shortage. Eventually all the helium's gonna run out and there won't be enough for balloons for parties. But we could start a business where we make balloons out of Jeffy's ass.
That would be an amazing idea. We would be billionaires.
Marvin, no, you can't exploit Jeffy.
Oh, shut up. You're a woman. What do you know about business?
Why are you always so mean to me?
Look, I'll put this in terms you can understand, okay? White bread, cheese, ham, mayonnaise, no crusts, go.
No, I'm not making you a sandwich. Marvin, stick up for me.
Come on. Make mine wheat bread.
That's my boy.
Okay, so what are we going to do now?
Okay, I'm going to go out and get a business license and print business cards, you know, that say Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated so that people know how to find us. You just keep feeding Jeffy gum, okay?
Okay. All right, Jeffy, you hungry?
Yeah.
All right, let me get some gum. Okay, I did a lot.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, where have you been? It's been hours. I've been tying string to these bubbles so they don't fly away.
Where have I been? I've been in business meetings, making things happen, cashing checks.
Cashing checks?
Yeah, everybody wants a piece of Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated.
You actually made a business card?
Yeah, I said I would. How else are people supposed to find us?
Well, do we even have any orders?
Do we even have any orders? Marvin, we already have 2,000 orders due tomorrow.
2,000 orders?
Yeah, we got weddings, birthday parties, gay pride parades, gay birthday parties, gay weddings.
Well, why are people choosing us?
Because of the helium shortage. Nobody else can keep up. And they can't beat our prices. Gum is cheaper than balloons.
I guess that makes sense.
Hold on, I'm getting a call. Who is this? Oh no, it's Carl. I meant to call him back and I forgot. Hey Carl, how's it going, buddy? Yeah, we're working on that right now. No, Carl, listen to me. Carl, no, there's no way we're going to be able to fulfill that order by the end of next week, buddy. No, I know. I know they're trying to take your house. Yeah, and they want to put you in a nursing home, I know. What, there's a talking dog? And a Boy Scout. Maybe you belong in a home, Carl. Sorry about that. That was Carl from Disney Pixar's Up. He needs a million balloons so he can float his house away to a waterfall or some shit. Honestly, there's no way we're going to be able to fulfill that, but he put down a deposit. So that's how we're able to afford the Super Bowl commercial.
Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, yeah, we got a Super Bowl commercial. I forgot to tell you. Oh, yeah, and I also booked Jeffy for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We need him to blow up SpongeBob with his ass. And Dora the Explorer and Stewie from Family Guy. Wait, I'm getting a text. What's this? Oh, and also Blue from Blue's Clues. So make sure he keeps eating out of that feed bag.
Hey, Danny, I got another one.
Oh, clip it, Marvin, clip it. Hold on, I got it. Ugh, this one's hot off the hole, Marvin. Here, tie this.
Okay.
Wow, Marvin, you just wasted good product.
I didn't have a good grip.
Yeah, well, you need to get a grip. This is money we're talking about.
Oh, my God, it smells so bad in here.
That's the smell of money, Marvin. You better get used to it.
Who's that?
That's one of our customers. Here, give me these.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here for my balloon order.
Here you go, ma'am.
Oh my god, thank you so much for getting this to me on such short notice for my 18th birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
That'll be $500.
Oh my god, I don't have any money. Is there another way I can pay you?
Is your birthday today?
Yeah.
I think we can work something out. Well, Marvin, another satisfied customer. Well, I was satisfied.
Oh, great. Where's the money?
I kind of gave her those ass balloons for free. Well, not for free. We did work something out.
You can't be giving them away for free.
Look, doing stuff like this is going to give us good mouth. Word of mouth. I mean, she used her mouth. Okay, look, it'll help our reputation, okay? But to be honest, it was pretty mid. I should have just charged her. Yeah, the post-nut clarity is really starting to kick in.
Well, while you were down there, we got two more done.
Two more? We're going to need a lot more than that. Get to farting, Jeffy.
He's farting as fast as he can.
No. When my face was down there, he was going nuts. Also, what's with the only pink?
Well, that's the only color we have, bubblegum.
Hold on, Marvin. I need you to feed him these gumballs, okay? We need to diversify our colors. We need blue. Boys have birthdays, too. And also, you're going to want to get started on the yellow because we need to get a head start for SpongeBob.
All right, Jeffy, you need to eat these colored ones. Eat the blue one.
Yeah, here, okay. Take this blue one. Oh, that's good. This is a good one. See, Marvin, that's what I'm talking about. Colors. Now we're going to start raking in the real cash.
Danny, my butthole hurt.
Jeffy, just keep eating the gum. You can take a break in an hour.
Breaks? No. We don't have time for breaks. Okay, we got a bar mitzvah coming up in an hour, and the mom is hot as holy hell. I hope she can't pay. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call. Hello, Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated. You got the cash or ass, and we got the gas.
Hi, my son sucked the helium from one of your balloons, and now he's not moving.
Oh, well, ma'am, we at Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated do not recommend you suck the gas out, because that's not helium, that's methane, so your son's probably dead. Bye. Yeah, Marvin, we got a problem. Kids are sucking the gas out of the balloons and they're dying.
But dying?
Yeah, but it's okay. It's not our problem. I'll just start printing warning labels.
Well, no, it sounds like it's our problem.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Who's that?
That's probably just another customer. I'll get it.
Hello?
Mr. Fredrickson wants his balloons.
Who the hell is Mr. Fredrickson?
Carl.
Oh, shit, Carl. What? I already told Carl that I won't be able to give him the balloons for at least another month.
He's not happy. He wants a refund.
Refund? No, no, no. We don't do refunds. Hold on. Give him this. Tell him it'll at least lift his house a few inches. Maybe a door or two.
Okay.
Who was at the door?
It was one of Carl's goons. He wants his balloons and he's pissed.
Well, how many more balloons do we owe him?
We owe him 999,000 more.
How are we gonna do that?
I don't know, but we better do it or else he's gonna want a refund and we won't be able to pay for our Super Bowl commercial.
We did not need a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to agree with that, but I already spent the money on this suit and these Armani glasses that are taped to my head because they didn't fit. So you better start farting, Jeffy.
Oh, Daddy, I can't do it anymore. I'm so tired.
Tired? No. You better put that butthole into overdrive, mister. I'm gonna hop on you like Hop on Pop, get you to fart. Come on, fart. Fart, boy.
I think I got one coming.
Come on, speak to me, boy. No. Marvin, the machine is broken. He's tapped out. We gotta start eating gum. Come on.
Well, no, I'm not gonna eat gum. It's dangerous.
We have to.
Who's that?
Oh, no. God, I hope that's not Carl.
Hello?
Hey there. I'm looking for Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated.
That's us.
Great. You're being sued for the death of Carl Fredrickson, a kid named Russell, a dog named Doug, and a snipe named Kevin.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, Carl Fredrickson purchased balloons from Jeffy's Ass Balloons Incorporated. He then took those balloons inside his house, which he then lit a match, and it caused the balloons to ignite, exploding his house. So now Disney and Pixar is making a movie called Down.
Well, on the card, it shows him farting into the balloons, so the methane is implied. They really should have known better.
Yes, but there's no warning on the back, only your phone number written in invisible ink.
Yeah, it's the only pen I had. I buy my pens from National Treasure Nicolas Cage.
Well, that's great, because I have a court order here shutting this shit down, and it was printed with invisible ink, so get your lemon juice and your hair dry and figure that shit out.
Well, how much are we being sued for?
Everything.
Okay. Well, Marvin, it's over.
What do you mean?
We're getting sued.
How?
Well, read it.
It's blank.
Oh, yeah, it's written in invisible ink. Basically, we're getting sued because people were dying using our balloons.
I told you that was going to be our problem.
Yeah, you did. Well, we still had a good run. I almost fulfilled my dream of having the world's most successful ass-based balloon business. And I got sucked off so many times.
What?
Nothing, but we're going to have to file for bankruptcy. But that's okay. They can't sue us personally. That's why I made a business. You know, just going to shut that shit down. That'll be fine. We're protected. You know what, I actually am going to take some balloons with me for the road because, you know, people forgot my birthday this week. Oh man, Marvin, it's nice just having a boy's day, you know? Sitting back, watching TV, drinking some brewskis.
It is nice.
Okay, I'm pissed. I'm going home.
Wait, what happened?
I got hit in the head with this football.
That's a soccer ball.
Oh, Marvin. Most of the world calls this a football.
Hey, Danny, have you seen my checkerboard ball?
It's not called a checkerboard ball, Jeffy. It's called a soccer ball.
All right, well, then king me, Daddy.
What, you can't play checkers on it, Jeffy. It's a soccer ball.
What are you supposed to do with it?
You're supposed to kick it.
Oh, like this?
I mean, yeah, but you could also hit it with your head.
Okay.
What? No, you're supposed to hit it in the air.
Okay, like this?
Whoa, Marvin, did you see that? That was incredible. Your son could be a football player.
Really? The news!
Breaking news, MK! World-famous soccer player Lionel Messi has turned down a $1.6 billion...
Yeah, and I only got one rule. Once you step in this room, no more talking.
Ooh, I'm gonna eat you up.
That's your last word.
Can monster make monster sounds?
Only monster sounds. Now get your ass in here.
Rawr! Rawr!
All right.
Guys, I think the monster's in the room.
Okay, guys, be quiet. Oh, look. Oh, my God, you guys. The monster's on top of Chef Beebe, and it's eating him.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and the monster's ripping off all of Chef Beebe's clothes. Oh, my God, Jeffy, you were right. The monster really does eat your butthole. It's eating Chef Beebe's butthole. And I guess he was screaming too much. And now the monster's sitting on Chef Beebe's face trying to suffocate him. Oh, but Chef Beebe's eating the monster's butthole back as revenge. That's right, Chef Beebe, you eat that butthole. They're eating each other's buttholes now. Oh, no, the monster's trying to eat Chef Beebe's junk. This is terrible, guys.
We have to help Chef Beebe.
Oh, Junior, your dad just came in. I think he's trying to save Chef Beebe. But Chef Beebe looks really surprised to see your dad. And he's telling your dad to leave. I think he's trying to tell your dad to save himself. But no, your dad is demanding to help. Your dad's such a hero, Junior. What's this? Chef Pee-Pee saying, fuck it, you only live once? Oh good, now they're both fighting the monster together! Oh no, but now the monster's biting your dad's junk, Junior! And it must have a pretty good grip, because Chef Pee-Pee's trying to pull it off from behind, and he's pulling really hard! And your dad's pulling the monster's hair! And I guess it's going okay, because now Chef Pee-Pee and your dad are high-fiving.
Yes!
Yeah, yeah, that's right, Chef Pee-Pee! Yeah, you bite that monster's toes! Yeah, you got it! Okay, I think the monster's choking! I think they're killing it! Oh, and they must be trying to blind it with bottles of lotion, because...
Oh. What? Cody, what happened?
That's a really scary monster.
But what happened? Is my dad and Chef Pee-Pee okay?
Oh, they won.
Yes, they won!
For now. I think the monster's probably gonna wake up and they're probably gonna have to fight it again.
Why?
Don't worry about it. I think we should just stay in the closet for the night. I think the monster will be gone in the morning.
How can you be sure?
I think I know what kind of monster this is. So, you guys wanna just play Twister for the rest of the night?
Yeah.
Oh, it landed on ass!
No, Jeffy, I'm not going to put a headband on. I'm not in a gang.
No, Dad, it's a game. I hold a word above my head, and you give me hints until I guess the word right.
That could be fun. Let's try it.
All right, go.
Ooh, you have one of these in your nose right now.
Boogers.
What? No, it's yellow.
My shirt.
What? No, you can draw with it.
Poop.
What? No, it has a pink tip.
My pee-pee.
What? No, you can break it.
My pee-pee.
What? No, Jeffy, you can use it in school.
AR-15 extended mag.
What? No, it's a pencil, Jeffy.
Oh, why didn't you just say that?
Who's at the door? Hold on, Jeffy, stay right here. Hello.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I came by to tell you that I did one of those 23andMe DNA tests, and come to find out, I have a 99% chance of getting out of a speeding ticket, and a 1% chance of them randomly searching my car.
You're 1% black?
That's right,
You can't say that word.
Yes, I can. I have the pass. I've been saying it all day. I can't stop saying it. I was singing niggas in Paris in the car on the way over here.
I think you have to be a certain percent black to say that word, Goodman.
Wow, Marvin. After all my people have been through, we can't say one word? I guess I'll just take my reparations in the form of your house payment.
I don't have my house payment, Goodman.
Wow. The white man trying to bring a brother down. Speaking of brother, the DNA test also said that I have a brother from another mother.
You have a brother?
I sure do, and I invited him over to your house.
Why my house?
Well, because I'm rich, and I want to meet him. And I don't want to invite him to my house, because then he's going to see how filthy rich I am, and then he's going to try to mooch off me.
Okay, so why would you invite him here? I mean, he's eventually going to find out you're rich anyway.
I know, but I want him to think I'm as normal as possible. So what I want you to do is to create a nice steak dinner tonight.
What, normal people don't eat steak dinners every night?
Well, I'm not talking about filet mignon, Marvin. I'm talking about an Applebee's sirloin.
Okay, I'll ask Chef Pee-Pee if he can make just regular steaks.
All right. Thanks, Marvin. I'm coming in.
Goddamn, girl. Yeah, throw it back like that. I like that.
Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, hey, Marvin. You want to know what good pasta sound like? Yeah, nice and wet, but it's super tight. You know what I'm talking about?
What are you even cooking?
Oh, I'm making chicken Alfredo. Don't you know the Pentagon is the most secure building in the United States with cameras all around it, but only caught 4 blurry frames of the plane crashing with no impact to the wings on 9/11? Yeah, I know it's a super long name, but damn, it's going to be delicious.
Well, I was wondering if you could make us, you know, like a fancy steak dinner tonight.
Come on, you know who you're talking to? It's your penis. Of course I can make a fancy dinner. You know what fancy is? I'm a fancy chef. I am fancy.
Okay, well, can you just make a steak dinner? Not too fancy, but just two steaks, please.
Well, I can do it. I can do it. Go ahead, leave it at the pee-pee, baby. I got you, okay?
Ooh, bon appetit! The big fake ones! Man, I did myself this time.
This steak dinner looks delicious.
Where was the shrimp caught?
Oh, the freezer section of Walmart, duh.
And where was the broccoli caught?
Also the freezer section of Walmart.
Did you whack off in my Caesar salad?
No, that's the ranch, you silly Billy.
You didn't even use the right dressing on my Caesar?
Look, this is a Chef Pee-Pee certified meal. Definitely gonna give you diarrhea at the end of it. Ask Marvin. Ain't that right, Marvin?
Oh, that must be my brother at the door, Marvin.
I'll answer.
No. You can't answer the door too fast. Poor people answer the door fast because they have nothing better to do and they don't have a job like you. Rich people don't answer the door at all because they have their butler do it because they're too busy working. So we can't answer the door too fast and we can't answer the door too slow. We don't want to seem too rich or too poor, so we'll make them wait.
He just rang the doorbell again.
Make them wait.
He's knocking.
Make them wait.
Really hard.
Make them wait. Okay, now.
Hello?
Hello!
you must be my brother, Mr. Goodman. I'm Mr. Hoodman.
Excuse me for one second.
Marvin, I didn't know he was black.
You just found out today you were 1% black.
Well, then he must be the other 99%.
Hello, my name's Mr. Goodman. I am lower middle class. What do you do for work?
Oh, I build Section 8 houses and sell it to the government for a huge profit. Oh, my portfolio is worth like $4 billion.
Marvin, he's rich as fuck!
I was just kidding about being lower middle class. I'm totally a billionaire, too.
Are you sure? Why would you invite me here?
Well, because I wanted to show you that I, too, help out the poor.
This place reeks of poverty!
I know! It's Marvin's house! I don't live here! I don't live on this farm!
Thank God, I didn't want my brother to be poor.
Yeah, and you should see the dinner he provided for us. It's Walmart shrimp! Ew! Poor! And wild-grown Walmart broccoli. Ew! Poor! Laughs and high credit score. Come on.
Oh, indubitably.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hoodman. Please don't judge me on this poor meal. I wouldn't even feed this to the homeless.
Me either.
Chives, dinner time!
Woof! Woof!
Here you go, boy. Dinner time.
Sir, I must say that I hate that you have me crawl around and act like a dog.
This is an English short hair. He's like 900 years old and dog ears. I think he's also a little bit retarded.
Wow, what a nice mutt. Can I pet him?
No, he bites. But when he shits on the floor, I rub his nose in it.
That's because you don't give me a bathroom!
Well, you had a litter box, but you fucked that up, didn't you, bud?
Well, you didn't give me a scoop to clean it out with! You made me use my hands!
And now where do you shit?
My hands!
Good boy. Now eat your Walmart shrimp and broccoli.
Oh, it's going to give me the runs!
I feel bad for your hands.
Sir, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, you can get this shitty food out of my fucking face and bring me and my brother something more appetizing.
Your brother?
Yes, that's my brother. So take the food and bring us something yummy.
Oh, very well, sir. All right, here you are, sir. Fried chicken from Kentucky and grape Kool-Aid jammers for your brother.
Charles, you racist fuck!
But, sir, this is what you usually tell me to get when we have...
Hush!
Very well, sir.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Hoodman. Chives was born in Alabama during those times.
I was born in London.
Spankin'!
Very well, sir.
May I do the honors?
Oh, please, yeah, go ahead.
You prejudiced bastard! How dare you bring me KMC, even though it's a delicious meal!
Now, Chives, you go shit in your hand and think about what you did.
But, sir, I don't have to go.
Miralax, now!
The whole bottle?
Yes, and I want you to cup it in your hand and bring it to me and show me what you did.
Very well, sir.
Ugh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Hoodman.
You need to teach your butler better manners. See, my butler, El Salvador, would never disrespect me.
El Salvador?
Yeah, El Salvador. Would you like to meet him?
Sure.
Oh, El Salvador! Bring your Mexican ass in here right now! Vamanos!
Dora the Explorer, did you call for me, Mr. Hoodman?
Smart. You hired your gardener to also be your butler so you didn't have to pay two people. I like it.
Exactly! I either pay him in pesos or queso. 9 times out of 10, it's queso.
I like it, queso. And cheese and beef.
You know I have the female model of this, and she rides around in my Lamborghini and gives me road things.
Oh, I need the female model. Speaking of the Lamborghini, I was thinking about buying me one. Can I test drive yours?
Sure, anything for my rich billionaire brother. Here you go.
Oh, thanks, brother.
May I converse in Mexican with your help?
Oh, definitely. El Salvador, my brother wants you to speak your native tongue, horchata.
Okay, so what you want to talk about?
De donde El Salvador?
No, I'm from Minnesota, but I was born in Arizona.
Right. So how long have you been working for Mr. Hoodman?
Mr. Hoodman picked me up from Home Depot today and gave me like $100 to pretend to be his gardener.
Wait, so you don't really work for Mr. Hoodman?
No, we over here, and on the way he says something about him stealing your car and selling it for scrap metal.
What the fuck?
Hey, are you going to finish this chicken?
De donde es Salvadoranja?
So does that mean like no or...
No comes el pollo!
I don't know what you're saying. I don't...
No runoff! Marvin! Marvin, I've been robbed! Help me!
Who robbed you?
My brother, Mr. Hoodman!
What'd he steal?
He stole my Lamborghini! And I should have known he was going to steal my Lamborghini by the color of his... suit!
because he had the exact same suit as me, and I know that the guy who made my suit told me that he was only going to sell those suits to me. So that means he stole the suit too. And I also should have known that he was going to steal the Lamborghini because he asked to borrow the Lamborghini. Ew! Borrowing! Everyone who's rich knows that the first thing you do when you get money is buy a Lamborghini.
Okay, well, how do you know he stole it?
Because he hired some guy from Home Depot, and that guy told me everything.
Okay, well, if you really think he stole it, you need to call the cops.
I'm gonna call the cops, Marvin. Next time someone says, don't judge a book by their cover, I'm gonna tell them they're full of shit, because the cover of the book tells you what the whole fucking book's about. The title and everything.
Hey there, did somebody call the police?
I did. I'd like to report a theft.
Okay. What was stolen?
My Lamborghini.
Oh, nice car. Nice car. Can you give me a description of the suspect?
Yeah, well, he's black and...
Oh, yeah. It's all coming together. Wait, did he have both his arms?
Yes.
Dispatch, we got a suspect armed and dangerous. Black. Don't worry, sir. We're gonna get your car back, but it may smell like marijuana.
Well, just please give me my car back, please.
Will do, sir.
There's someone at the door. I'll get it. Goodman, it was your brother.
Oh, him! Him, that's the guy!
All right, you're under arrest.
For what?
For stealing this man's Lamborghini and making it smell like marijuana.
I would never. He let me borrow his car.
Is this true?
Well, yeah, but El Salvador said that he was going to steal my Lamborghini and sell it for parts.
Damn it, that racist Mexican. He always tells jokes and makes me look like I'm a bad guy. Where's the ice? I'm going to get his ass deported.
Wait, he's an illegal? Get your ass over here.
No, senor, no.
Get your ass back over that wall! Hey, yeah!
No!
Wow, Mr. Goodman, I can't believe you actually would believe that I would steal your car.
Well, it's not my fault. Rice and Beans told me you were going to steal my Lamborghini and sell it for parts.
Damn, I can't believe you would think that low of me. I guess I'll see you in a couple of years when you actually mature.
No, Mr. Hoodman, no! Marvin, help!
All right, sir, I have shot in my hand.
Good boy.
Why would he shit his hand?
Because he doesn't have a litter box. Guys, I hate school. It starts so early.
I know, dude. It's so boring.
Cody, what time did you wake up this morning?
Oh, around 6 or 7.
Hey, Joseph, what time did you go to bed last night?
Oh, I can't remember. I think it was around 6 or 7. That's an early-ass bedtime.
So this morning, I made a macaroni and cheese cup, the microwavable ones.
Yeah.
And I put it in the microwave for around 6 or 7 minutes.
That's not what the instructions say at all.
Oh, what are you guys talking about?
You've never heard of the number 67?
I mean, I have, but I don't get it.
Of course you wouldn't get it. You're a girl.
What's the height of your dream man?
Oh my God, like 6'7".
That's how motherfuckers.
Don't get it, guys.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, guys. Do you think the teacher's going to notice what we did on the test yesterday?
Oh, if he points it out, I'm going to finish right here.
Oh, dude, me too. I need some napkins. I know I'm going
to. Oh, my God. It's going to be so funny. Hey, Cody. How many days are in a week?
7. What?
What if you were unsure?
Oh, 6 or 7. But really, it is 7, though. There's no doubt about it.
All right, class, I am fucking pissed. You all took a test yesterday, and you all got the same 2 questions wrong.
Ooh, guys, here it comes. Which ones, teach?
The questions that everyone got wrong are 6 and 7.
6, 7!
I knew it was going to happen.
Shut the fuck up, Kraus! I don't know why everyone rap when I say question 6 and 7.
No fucking way, he said it again! Even funnier the second time!
Oh, shut the fuck up, Kraus! I said no rap happen. If Walmart pulls unwrapped, you're gonna be expelled. So since you don't know how to answer basic math questions, we're gonna start all the way over from the beginning. And we're gonna learn how to count to 10. So count with me, Krauss. 1.
No fucking way, guys. He's counting to 10.
Oh, this is easy. It's the alley.
I almost feel bad about what we're about to do to him.
6, 7. There's so much goddamn cream, a bukkake of cream, 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 cream. You know what? Since you like creaming so much, then I'm gonna go get the school resource officer, and you can cream in his ear.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. Okay, guys, maybe we should calm down. He's getting the cops.
Yeah, I got a warrant for my arrest, dude.
Yeah, we should take a break for like 6 or 7 minutes.
I don't get it.
You don't get 6'7"?
Well, that's how many centimeters my wiener is.
You're too stupid. You don't get it.
Hey, Junior, come here. Peep.
What's up?
What the fuck's so funny with all your 6'7 shit?
Well, no one really knows why it's funny, but if anyone says 6'7 or 6 or 7, you're supposed to laugh.
Oh, I get it now. See, I get it now, fucker.
All right, Krauss, I got the resource officer.
So what's going on?
They keep creaming in my ear over and over and over again. All of them at the same time. They just won't stop creaming in my ear.
But they're creaming?
Yeah, creaming, like, with their mouth. They're like, ah, right in my ear, and they won't stop.
Oh, screaming.
Yeah, that's what I said, cream.
Yeah, okay, class, no more screaming in your teacher's ear. He's trying to teach you stuff.
Yeah, I keep telling him over and over and over and over again. They keep creaming.
Yeah, he's already told you to stop, like, 6 or 7 times.
Dad, no.
What the fuck? What the fuck's going on?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Every time they keep creaming. Every time I say these two numbers, they cream really, really loud.
Okay, class, settle down. I'm going to tell you guys a story, okay? So my grandfather was 66 years old.
No,
and he died at 68. And he and my grandma's favorite position was 69.
that's just a pretty funny number anyway.
Because I walked in on them doing it when I was 6 or 7. Oh, yeah, okay. I think I get it. I'm quite the comedian, aren't I?
No, they literally laugh like that when anybody says those two numbers.
Nah, I don't know. I think they laugh more when I say it. I think there's just something about my accent that's funny. I am from Brooklyn, you know. I always thought I would have a career in comedy.
Well, no, I think it's that number that anybody says it, they laugh.
No, I think it's just me. You know what? I'm gonna go try to make my boss laugh. Maybe he'll give me a raise.
But you didn't even stop me from creaming! Oh. All right, class. Lunch is in 6 or 7 minutes. Yeah! God damn it!
Sir, I gotta tell you something. Officer Goss, thank God you're here. We got an active shooting going on right now. Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. But first, I gotta tell you a story.
Okay, just make it quick.
So my grandfather was 66, right? But he died at 68.
I'm very sorry to hear that, guy.
No. Let me finish. Okay, so he and my grandmother used to 69...
Okay, I don't know why you're telling me that.
Yeah, well, I walked in on him doing it when I was 6 or 7.
That must have been very traumatic.
No, I don't think you get it. See, I was 6 or 7.
I don't know if this is just your way of dealing with trauma, but I don't really know why you're telling me. I mean, was it hot?
Well, I'd say it was like a 6 or 7 on the hotness scale.
That's higher than I would have guessed.
No, I don't think you're supposed to laugh because I said... It's 6-7.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but we really need you at that shooting right now. 6 or 7 people have already died.
6 or 7 people.
That's not funny, guy. People are dead.
No, you're right. You're right. It's not funny.
No, especially not, because every victim was between the ages of 6 or 7. Guy, I'm gonna put you on administrative leave for a while. We're gonna have Simmons handle this. I'll call you back in about 6 or 7 days.
Thank you, sir. That's a good idea.
6-7 in this bitch.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
I'm ranging about 6 or 7.
Did you learn anything new today, Jeffy?
I learned about 6 or 7 things.
Mervin, is Jeffy feeling okay?
I don't know, Jeffy. Why do you keep laughing at 6-7?
I don't get it,
Jeffy. What's so funny about 6-7? Oh, 6-7.
Jeffy, can you tell us what 6-7 means?
Well, there's someone at the door, so Jeffy, you just, whenever you decide to tell us what 6-7
6-7.
Hello?
Hey, Mervin.
Oh, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, it's the beginning of November, and you haven't paid your house payment.
I don't have it.
Yeah, you haven't paid your house payment in like 6 or 7 months. What the fuck is that?
That's just my son, Jeffy. He laughs every time he hears the number 6-7.
Uh-huh. Well, I think those numbers are funny, too, because your credit score is between a 6 or 7. No, look at me. And if you don't pay your house payment in the next 6 or 7 minutes, Mervin, look at me. In the next 6 or 7 minutes, I'm going to shove 6 or 7 tennis balls down your urethra. Do you know how big a tennis ball is? Pretty big. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot bigger than your fucking urethra, so I'm gonna be outside. And if you don't pay me your house payment in the next 6 or 7 minutes, shut the fuck up there! Then I'm gonna shove 6 or 7 tennis balls down your urethra.
Wait, I got it.
Jeffy, shut up!
Who was at the door, Mervin?
It was Goodman. He said I haven't paid my house payment in 6 or 7 months.
How much do you owe, Mervin?
Probably like $6,000 or $7,000. So, yeah, like, a lot of money.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Well, how much money do you have in your wallet?
Like $6 or $7.
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about it right now.
You know, speaking of thinking, Mervin, I've been really insecure lately. What would you rate me on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, baby, to me, you're a 10. But to other men, you're probably a 6 or 7. Well, baby, what would you rate me?
Five.
What?
But to me, you're 6 or 7. Ha! Ha!
Ha! Ha! Ha! Hey there, everybody. My name's Brooklyn Guy. Thanks for coming out tonight. Wow, we got a big crowd here tonight. I think we got like 6 or 7 people.
Wait, what are you doing here?
Mervin, I figured out what I'm good at. I'm a child comedian.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm not myself a child, but I am a comedian for children. See, I told a joke today at kids' school, and it killed. And then I told the same joke to my boss, and he didn't laugh, and he put me on administrative leave. So I figured I can only make kids laugh. Watch. Hey, what's the deal with phone calls, huh? Whenever I call somebody, it rings like 6 or 7 times. See?
I don't think you're funny.
Okay, fuck you, buddy. We got a heckler over here. Hey, Tubster. Hey, Tubby, how many burgers you eat today? 6 or 7? Yeah, wait, what about your big hog of a wife, huh? How many pieces of bacon can I carve off that bitch? 6 or 7?
Wait, no, I don't think you're funny. I think it's the number you're saying that's making people laugh.
No. It's me, Marvin. It's my accent. It's the funny faces I make. Hey, watch me do Robert De Niro. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? 6 or 7 times?
Well, that was a bad Robert De Niro.
Okay, fuck you.
I think you need better material. I think you're just saying that number that's making him laugh.
Well, okay, well, let me show you my best joke, okay? So, my grandfather, right, he was 66, and he died at 68.
Aww.
No, hold on, it gets better. And he and my grandma used to 69.
Ew. Oh, ew. Wait, how do you know they did that?
I'll tell you how I know. Because I walked in on them doing it when I was 6 or 7.
That's kind of weird.
Like, you saw him do it?
I didn't really see it. It didn't happen.
So you lied?
No, it's for the joke. You know, I say that.
You just need better jokes.
Okay, fine. Here's a new one. Why was 6 afraid of 7? Yeah, because 7, 8, 9. And why was 10 afraid? Because it was in the middle of 9/11.
What? Whoa.
Don't joke about that.
What?
That's not funny.
Yeah, it was too soon.
Too soon? It was like 24 years ago. What do you mean?
But you're supposed to never forget.
Oh, I didn't forget. That's why I'm telling jokes about it, so we can remember that it was funny. Well, not that it was funny, just I mean, this is how we remember, by telling jokes, right? Because it's 67!
Ah!
There we go, we're back.
No, see, he literally is only laughing at those two numbers. If you could say any joke and end it with 67,
ah!
and he's going to laugh.
6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7-6-7
Jeffy, why is it funny? Do you even know why it's funny?
No.
Oh, hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was actually really good. I really enjoyed today. I learned a lot.
What, you learned a lot?
You betcha sweet Peppy I did.
Oh, I'm so glad Jeffy actually had a good day at school. He never has a good day at school.
Yeah, good job, Jeffy.
You know what? You deserve to go to Chuck E. Cheese today.
Really? Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. Hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hello, is this Jeffy's dad?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jeffy's teacher.
Oh, he said he had a really good day at school today.
Well, that's weird because he did not show up to school today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he had a really big test.
Oh, really?
Yep, and he failed it. And if he misses one more day, he has to start all over, all the way back to kindergarten.
Oh, don't worry. He's not going to miss another day of school. Jeffy!
Chuck E. Cheese in this bitch.
No Chuck E. Cheese in this bitch.
Why?
Because you said that you said you went to school and the teacher said you didn't go to school today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, now you're grounded.
Oh, fuck.
Why didn't you go to school, Jeffy? If you didn't go to school, where were you?
I was in my room playing with my pecker.
What? Why?
Because I missed the bus. Don't hit me.
But if you missed the bus, why didn't you just wake us up so we could take you to school?
Oh, I tried to wake you up. I yelled right in your ear.
I don't remember. Do you remember him trying to wake us up?
No, I don't remember.
Well, watch the flashback.
Hey, Daddy, I missed the bus. If you don't wake up and take me to school, I'm not going. I'm just going to go to my room and put on my pecker. All right, good dog.
Look, Jeffy, you didn't even try to wake us up.
I was trying to be respectful. I know you need your 8 hours.
No, you were trying not to wake us up because you didn't want to go to school. Jeffy, you know if you miss one more day of school, you have to start over at kindergarten.
I think the real problem is here is I'm 21 in the fourth grade.
Jeffy, you need an education.
They shouldn't even let me into school. I'm a risk.
Baby, do you know how we can get him to go to school?
Daddy, if you don't take me to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to turn into someone that the U.S. doesn't negotiate with.
Marvin, we could drive him to school every day.
I don't want to wake up. And Ubers are very expensive. Jeffy, why don't you just drive yourself to school?
May I remind you that my car fell out of an airplane and exploded. And before it hit the ground, I parachuted out of it. Now, since it was past tense, I think I parachuted.
Okay, you know what? I have a perfect idea. Why don't I just call the cops?
What? Marvin, why?
Because I can ask the cops to take Jeffy to school every morning.
Marvin, that's not going to work. They're not a taxi service.
But their job is to patrol the city so they can patrol our neighborhood in the morning and then patrol past the school and drop Jeffy off.
Marvin, there's no way that's going to work.
Me and the cop are tight, dog.
What did you just say?
Listen, I'm going to call him.
Ugh. Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Shit, what's up, homie? What's up, my bro? What's up, my dog, home slice?
Marvin, are you speaking Ebonics at me?
What, no, gangster, I'm just trying to be dog.
I am not a gangster. Are you a gangster? Marvin, are you threatening me?
No, I'm just showing off that we're really good friends.
Then why don't you just say we're friends instead of threatening me?
I didn't threaten you. Listen, my wife doesn't think you'll do this favor for me, and I just know you will because we're best buds. So, Jeffy's missed a lot of school, and they said if he misses one more day of school, he has to go back to kindergarten.
This town has weird rules.
So I was wondering if every morning you could pick up Jeffy and then drop him off at school, and then every afternoon pick him up from school and bring him back home.
I'm sorry, hold on it. Am I wearing my police uniform?
Yeah.
I am, right? Jeffy, you see me wearing my police uniform?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, I thought so. That's weird, because it seems like you think I'm wearing my taxi driver uniform.
Oh, you have a taxi driver uniform?
No, because I'm not a fucking taxi driver.
Well, told you, Marvin.
Well, listen, you have to patrol neighborhoods in your car anyway, so why don't you just patrol our neighborhood, pick up Jeffy, and then go patrol the schools, because you know how America is, and drop him off.
I'm not picking up your kid and taking him to school. The police car is for criminals.
Okay, what if every morning Jeffy commits a small crime, you pick him up, and then you let him go with a warning at school?
I don't even drive my daughter to school. Why the fuck would I drive your son?
I don't know. Listen, I don't want to take him to school in the morning because I'm tired and I need my sleep. So I need someone to take Jeffy to school.
I'm not driving your son because you don't want to be a parent.
Well, I do want to be a parent. I just not in the mornings.
Okay, how about this? How about he rides the fucking bus?
Oh, I can't ride the bus because there's kids on the bus that call me Reptard.
Reptard, why do they call you that?
Because I stick my hands in my shirt and I act like a dinosaur and I make dinosaur noises.
Have you tried not doing that?
No, I can't help it.
Yeah, well, I know how you feel. I always hated riding the bus, too. Especially because of Rides the Bus Rudy.
Who's Rides the Bus Rudy?
No, he's this kid that always used to ride the bus.
Well, all the kids used to ride the bus. What made him so special? Why'd he get the nickname Rides the Bus Rudy?
Oh, nobody rode the bus like Rudy. He rode the hell out of that bus. Let me tell you about him. So when I was in middle school, there was this kid named Rides the Bus Rudy, and he was always riding the bus. Even when we got to school, he just wouldn't get off the bus. He just stayed on and rode wherever. Every morning, he was in a new seat. And if someone said, "Hey, Rudy, you're in my seat," he'd put on his seatbelt and say, "I don't see your name on it," and he wouldn't move. He would also stand up in the aisle while the bus was moving, and the driver would stop the bus and say, "I'm not driving until everyone's sitting down. That means you, Rudy." She sounded like that because she smoked, you know? And then I'd be like, "Rudy, sit your ass down so we could go," but Rudy just wouldn't listen. Then, this one time, Rudy was leaning up against the emergency exit door in the back of the bus, and we went over a speed bump, and Rudy fell out of the bus, and he got hit by a car. He was roadkill Rudy after that.
Wait, so Rudy got hit by a car and died?
Oh, no. He got hit by a car, but that didn't kill him. We backed up the bus to pick him up, and we ran him over, and that's what killed him.
So Rudy's dead?
Oh, yeah, he's super dead. But his parents got a bunch of money from the county because he got killed by a school bus. So the nickname we gave them was Rudy's Rich Parents. Our nicknames are never very creative. It's just kind of what we see. Look, my main point is I'm not driving your son to school.
Oh, come on. How is he going to get to school and back then?
Well, it sounds to me like the only solution to this is a teleportation machine.
What?
A teleportation machine? You know, something that could just, like, poof him to school and back?
Well, does a transportation machine even exist?
A transportation machine does exist. It's called a car, which you apparently refuse to drive. I'm talking about a teleportation machine.
Well, does that even exist?
Well, I don't know, but I do know there's a mad scientist who runs a thrift shop and he sells all his old inventions. He might have one.
Well, then let's drive there and check it out. Everyone, let's get in the car and go.
Wait, so now you'll drive. That is interesting.
Well, I'll drive now that I'm awake and it's nighttime. I don't like driving early in the morning, but since you're here, you want to give us a ride in your cop car?
I just told you why I'm not going to do that. I only drive criminals.
Oh, you...
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you off with a warning this time, because I don't want to give you what you want.
Oh, come on, give me a ride! Oh. All right, everyone, let's drive to this evil thrift shop.
Can I stay here and play with my pecker?
Fine, Jeffy, stay right there.
Shabby!
Oh, wow, it smells weird in here.
Wow, Marvin, there's a lot of cool things here.
But is there a worker? Hello?
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and this is my shitatorium, where I sell all of my own shit!
Well, does all this stuff work?
Oh, yes! Yes, it does!
Then why are you selling it?
Oh, you see, I need money to create new inventions!
Okay, well, what other stuff you got here?
Oh, well, see this right here? This is the machine I use to talk to the aliens! Hello, aliens! It is your old pal, Dr. Finkelschitz! I'm ready for you to come put eggs in my asshole now! The aliens never answer. I think they blocked me.
Marvin, he's kind of weird.
Oh, what is this thing?
This is the death lie detector! You see, whenever you lie, this electrocutes you to death!
What happens when you tell the truth?
It still might electrocute you to death. That is why I'm selling it. Half off.
Okay, what's this stuff?
Oh, this? Now, this is very important. This is a beaker that makes me look very professional, when really, this is just water with blue food coloring and a little bit of dry ice. But this, I am very proud of. This is my greatest invention. This is a machine that when you turn it upside down, it takes exactly 1 hour for all of the sand to drain out. I call it the 1 hour sand drain out machine.
That's an hourglass.
Oh, that's an even better name for it. Thank you.
Ooh, what's this?
That is a typewriter that only writes dirty Harry Potter fanfiction.
But what?
Oh, yes. No matter what you type, Harry Potter always puts on a strap-on and goes to Pound Town on Ron. And let's just say they don't call him Neville Longbottom for nothing.
Aw, I don't want it anymore. I never read Harry Potter.
Well, I was wondering if you guys have a teleportation machine.
Oh, yes, right here.
Oh, really? So what does it do?
Oh, it teleports you wherever you want to go.
How does it work?
Oh, well, you see, you plug it in, and then you say the name of where you want to go, and then you stand right there, and poof, you are transported there instantaneously.
Okay, that's what I want. Okay, how much is it?
How much you got?
About $50.
A deal.
How much is the typewriter?
Also $50.
Marvin.
No. We need the teleportation machine.
Okay, let her do business with you.
Can we just teleport back home?
No, you cannot use it here. It is highly radioactive.
Oh, okay. Let's go. All right, Jeffy, we got you a teleportation machine.
Tell my name and my name?
That's right, Jeffy. So at 8 a.m., you're going to sit right here and say, "Take me to school." It's going to teleport you to school.
What if I said, "Take me to the titty bar"?
You better not.
Well, that's where I want
to
go.
No, Jeffy, I bought this for you to go to school, not the titty bar.
I don't want to go to school. I want to go to the titty bar.
No, I did not spend $50 for it to take you to a titty bar machine. It'll take you to school machine. You're going to go to school.
You know what rhymes with school?
What?
Titty bar.
No, it doesn't. That's why you have to go to school. You don't know what rhyming means. You know, and the titty bar's not even open at 8 a.m.
Marvin, how would you know?
I'm just assuming they wouldn't be open that early.
Well,
one I want to go to is open that early. It's in Thailand with girls who have pee-pees.
That's gross, Jeffy. Listen, you know, I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. and make sure you teleport to school.
Well, then why don't you just take him to school yourself?
Because I'm too tired to drive. I won't be too tired to make sure he teleports to school, not the titty bar. So, Jeffy, you know what? We're going to meet back up here at 8 a.m., so go to bed.
Wait, go to bed? I haven't even had dinner yet. I'm going to have to go to bed on an empty stomach?
Well, you need an empty stomach for that stupid titty bar in the morning, now, don't you?
No, I'll be full there. I'll be full of girl pee-pee.
But why would you want even that?
Because why would they do that? Why do they have pee-pees?
I don't... Jeffy, you're not going to... Go to bed.
They're supposed to be girls.
Go to bed.
All right.
Let's go to bed and wait here at 8 a.m.
Oh, man, it's 8 a.m. I'm so tired.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
Titty bar, titty bar, titty bar.
No. I haven't hit the switch yet to make it work.
Okay.
So let me just do that. All right, it's flipped.
Titty bar, titty bar, titty bar, titty bar.
I didn't flip it. All right, let me actually flip it. Hold on. But, Jeffy, when I flip it, you better say, take me to school.
Okay.
All right.
Chuck E. Cheese titty bar.
Didn't hit it yet.
Aw, can you imagine? No rat tits.
Jeffy, I'm being serious. I don't want to flip this button because you have to go to school.
Well, I want to go to the titty bar.
I don't know what to do. Maybe he's not going to go to school if I flip the switch.
You could just drive him yourself.
No, I spent $50 on this. He's going to teleport. All right, Jeffy, this is what I want you to do. Take me to school.
Take me to titty bar.
Take me to school.
Take me to the titty bar.
No, Jeffy, how about we flip it?
Okay.
Take me to the titty bar.
Take me to the titty bar.
No, you're supposed to say take me to school since I said the titty bar.
Titty bar.
Okay, you know what? There's gotta be... Oh, there's a setting that only does it to my voice.
Okay.
All right, so put your face right there. There's a fly. Get out of here, fly. All right. Take me to school. He's gone.
Marvin, I really hope that took him to school.
Yeah, I had it where it only responded.
Back! Hey, you almost felt it!
Looks like Burger King wins.
Jeffy, stop it. You're being annoying.
I'm bored, Danny, so I'm smacking my knocker.
Jeffy, how about you just blow a bubble?
No bubble?
Yeah, you blow a bubble with this.
Oh, no.
Look, you grab that stick and you put it in the liquid and then you blow it. No, you gotta blow it like... No, like... No, Jeffy, you gotta blow it like... He doesn't know how to do it.
Here, Jeffy, just do this.
Why does it do that?
Because she blew bubbles. So if you could just blow it like, it would work. So put more liquid on it.
Liquid.
Yeah, put more liquid. Now blow. No, blow it. Like, Jeffy, blow it. Normal. The right way. Jeffy, come on. Hurry up. Do it right. Do it right. Like this.
Ow! You got it in my eye, you whore.
No, guys, look, the news.
Breaking news, okay? I am retiring from being a news anchor. I've been doing it for over 15 years, and sadly, my time has come to an end. So this is Mr. Goodman signing off for the last time. Okay.
Aw, the news guy's retiring? That's so sad. He was so good at the news.
I know. Who are they going to get to replace him?
Look, they're about to tell us.
Hey there. Have you always wanted to be a news anchor? Well, now we have a position open. So come on down to the news station if you think you got what it takes.
Marvin, they're looking for a new news anchor? You should apply for that job.
I mean, I do have a shirt and tie and a mustache.
Yeah, Marvin, you look perfect.
You know what? I am going to apply for that job. Wait, Jeffy, stop it. Stop it.
Can I come?
Only if you don't put that thing in your nose. Come on.
Oh, wow. A real-life news studio.
Hey there. You hear about the news anchor position?
I sure am. I even brought my own tie.
Oh, yeah. We like ties around here. See, I even have one.
Well, why don't you be the news anchor?
Oh, no. No, I could never. I'm no good on camera. I get too nervous. I gotta do red leather, yellow leather just so I don't stumble over my words. And also, the camera adds 10 pounds. Like this one time, my ex-wife went on TV, and the camera added 200 pounds. God, that was a huge bitch.
Hey, when do I get my final paycheck?
Susan?
Yes, sir?
When does he get his final paycheck?
It will be mailed in 2 weeks.
Mailed? That's so slow!
Wait, Goodman, why do you want to stop being the news anchor? You're so good at it.
Marvin, I'm a trillionaire. I don't need this $50,000 a year anchor job. Oh, and by the way, you're still an intern, so be in my office at 8 a.m.
Oh, so you already have a job.
Well, no, I'm an intern. Well, a forced intern. I want a job that pays money.
Oh, well, if you think you got what it takes, let's see what you got, hot sauce.
Yeah, show us what you got.
Yeah, let's hear your best breaking news.
Well, what do I say?
Doesn't matter. Make up a news story.
Okay, I got one. Breaking news! On the way here, I lost my wallet and couldn't find it, but I turned around and kept looking.
No. Mm-mm. No, we did not like that at all.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, first of all, that story was so boring it made me want to kill myself. And also, you didn't start with breaking news MK, which we're kind of used to around here.
Can I try?
No, you can't.
Yes, anything to get that taste out of my mouth.
Breaking news, MK! A CC's Pizza employee got caught shitting in the wings again!
Yes, we like that story very much. Mm-hmm. We were very pleased with that story. Mm-hmm. You can tell by our big smiles.
Our big, goofy grins.
Wait, that story doesn't make any sense. CC's Pizza doesn't even have wings.
Well, they should, but look, it doesn't matter. I like his energy, and the story was entertaining, and it raises so many questions, like, why didn't they fire him after the first time he shat in the wings?
Well, the story's made up!
Well, Jeffy, you've got the job.
Wait, he doesn't even have a shirt and tie.
Oh, we'll get him a shirt and tie. Susan, get this man a shirt and tie. We go live in 5.
But sir, that's not enough time!
I said suit and tie!
Okay!
She'll be back with a suit and tie.
Almost done. Almost done!
Get through it! Get through it!
Just let it do it, Jeffy.
Get through it! But how fast?
He doesn't want it, Susan. Just go. Okay, can somebody get him a comb or a brush or something for that shit he calls hair?
I got it.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay, Jeffy, we're gonna go live soon. All you gotta do is just read what's on the teleprompter, okay?
Got it.
Okay, we're going live in 3, 2, 1. We're live.
Commercial!
Jeffy, what the fuck was that?
I got scared!
Well, you can't do this job if you're gonna get scared.
I don't like the camera looking at me. It looks like a giant eyeball.
Well, it has to look at you. That's part of the job.
Well, I don't like it. Turn it off and I can do the news.
No, you have to be on the camera. Marvin, what are we gonna do?
How about you hire me to be the news anchor?
No, I don't want the whole nation to kill themselves out of boredom.
We could try distracting him with this giraffe stuffed animal.
That's not gonna work.
Oh, giraffe! Give me the amulet! Right here! Oh,
yeah, give him the giraffe.
Okay, here.
Hey, I got me a Mr. Giraffe on. Here, everybody, what I'll do? I got me a giraffe.
Jeffy, can you do the news now?
Yeah, I can do the news, but my giraffe has to be on camera with me.
Okay, you know what? Screw it. Yeah, okay, we go live in 3, 2, 1, we're live.
Hey, everybody, look, I got a Mr. Giraffe toy. What sound does a giraffe make?
Jeffy, read the prompter. Read the teleprompter.
Giraffe!
You know what? Take away the giraffe.
Okay, give me the giraffe.
No!
Give me
no!
the giraffe!
It's
give
my
me
giraffe!
Go to commercial! Okay, Jeffy, the giraffe is gonna stay right here. You can look at him, but just don't touch him and read the teleprompter, okay?
Okay, I think I can do it now.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, we're live in 3, 2, 1. We're live. You.
Ah!
No, stop.
Ah!
Okay, Jesus. At least read the prompter if you're gonna do that.
Breaking news, okay?
Jeffy, speak louder. We can't hear.
Breaking
louder.
Breaking news.
Jeffy, louder.
Breaking news. Breaking news, okay? A CC's Pizza employee.
That's not the story. Jeffy, that's not the story. Cut. Go to commercial. Jeffy, we can't keep doing this shit. We don't have enough commercials to cut away to. If you don't get it right on the next try, you're fired.
How about you let me try?
Because you suck, okay? And you two are the only ones who showed up for the job, so it has to be him. So, Jeffy, look, if you can do it right on the next try, you can keep the giraffe.
Really?
Yes, but you have to read the teleprompter.
Okay, I can do it this time. I got some breaking news for you.
Okay, we go live in 3, 2, 1, go.
Breaking news, MK. A second plane has hit the South Tower.
Cut it. That's it. Cut it. Jeffy, you're fired. Marvin, go ahead.
Yes, I finally got a shot.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Okay, Marvin, I'll count you in. We're live in 3, 2, 1, go.
Breaking news, MK. So, like, at Walmart, they have a sale on toilet paper. If you buy 12 super mega rolls of toilet paper, it's as if you bought 72 mega rolls, because that's a lot of toilet paper, so you could get that. And don't get me started on the paper towels. They have a lot of those, too. If you want to sell on those, I think the rolls are bigger. They count more.
Marvin, get the fuck out of my newsroom.
But I'm still live.
I know. I don't care. I want them to know how boring you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're fired, both of you.
Sorry, America.
I would ask how your day was, Marvin, but I saw it on the news.
Was I really that bad?
You were a lot bad, Marvin.
How did I do, Mommy?
You were a lot good, Jeffy.
Guys, I made a huge mistake.
Do you want to hire me back?
You? God, no. Hell no. But Jeffy, I need him back.
What are you talking about?
I got the TV ratings back, Marvin. Look at this. See, Goodman, our original anchor, he was just okay. A lot okay. And you, Marvin, you were bad. A lot bad. You see how a lot bad you are down there? But Jeffy, he was a lot good. At a certain point, he became more good than he was a lot. He just kept getting better and better while staying just as a lot.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that Jeffy's a huge hit and we need him back. Jeffy, are you going to come back on the news?
Only if Mr. Giraffe can do the news with me.
Well, of course he can. People loved it a lot.
Well, no. You kept cutting the commercial. He was a disaster.
Marvin, the TV ratings have spoken. Come on, Jeffy.
But it's not even real ratings. You just drew that with a Sharpie.
Oh, we are back, baby.
I hope we get more a lot good ratings.
Oh, we're going to get the best a lot ratings now that Jeffy's back. Okay, Jeffy, forget the teleprompter this time. I want you to just make shit up. Whatever pops into your head. Go nuts, okay? All right, we go live in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hey everyone. This is the news. My name is Jeffy, okay? And my giraffe has a stinky pooper. Speaking of stinky, trash trucks are loud and they wake me up in the morning. So if they could come in the afternoon, that would be great. And in other news, hello!
What the hell is this? This can't be better than me.
Marvin, it's way better than you. Jeffy's doing a great job.
What? He's not even saying news.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. He's an artist with the news. Mm-hmm. We're going to win a Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to watch this every day. I'm going to call Goodman and tell him what's going on.
All right, Jeffy, cut. That was the best news day we've ever had. I mean, we didn't actually talk about anything happening in the world today, but that was so very a lot good.
What the hell's going on here?
Mr. Goodman.
I turn on the news and I see shit?
But sir, our TV ratings are very, very a lot good.
I own the news, and I don't care about the ratings being very a lot good. The news is about delivering high-quality information to our viewers. So I'm back at anchor. Jeffy, you get the hell out of here. No buts! We're going live in 5, and someone get this goddamn giraffe out of my face! Breaking news, MK! I'm back, bitches! Sorry for whatever you had to watch for the last hour.
Hey, Mommy and Daddy. I lost my job.
Marvin, how could you do that to him?
But I got to keep my giraffe for
well, the news was bad, and I wanted the news to be right.
But it was entertaining, Marvin!
It was not entertaining. Jeffy, blow it right, correctly, the right way. Jeffy, stop it.
Maybe Mr. the Rock can do it.
No, Jeffy, it's a stuffed animal. He can't blow bubbles.
All right, Kraft, today we're going to be learning about Christopher Columbus. People think that Christopher Columbus discovered America, but he did not. He was actually on his way to India, but he dumbass and he go wrong way and end up in the Bahamas. Now, real quick, Crass, this is not Christopher Columbus, and this is not Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus down here f***ing the manatees because he thought they were mermaids. Now, let me ask you a question, Crass. Does this look like a mermaid? No, it does not. But Christopher Columbus looked at that thing and said, bring that ass here. He loved him some fat bitches. And he famously said, you gotta be too something to do something. Now, personally, if I see this thing in the water, ain't no way my 1-inch pecker going near that thing. Hell, toot it up. But anyway, Crass, I think it's lunchtime, so put out your lunch and eat.
Guys, it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Turkey and American cheese lunchable.
Same.
What you got going on, Cody?
Well, not to toot my own circumcised horn, but I've got a pizza Lunchable.
Whoa! Lucky. Wait, how can you afford a pizza Lunchable?
Let's just say my mom's OnlyFans is doing pretty well.
Aw, man, is that Transformers?
As fuck, get Bumblebee on that bitch.
I wish I could have a pizza Lunchable.
Well, if you had a mom, I'd tell her to make an OnlyFans, but you don't.
Dude, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Now, come on, guys, I'm just like you, but better. Now I'm gonna sit back and eat like a king.
Guys, I made a double-decker sandwich.
I made a triple-decker sandwich.
I made a quadruple-decker sandwich.
I made a fucking pizza. Call me Mr. DiGiorno or Papa John or whoever the fuck. Hey, Junior, I'm playing Papa's Pizzeria up in this bitch, and I'm going for the high score. So, guys, what kind of cheese should I use? Or should I use both? Because it is called extra cheesy pizza. I'm going to be constipated for centuries. I'm going to have a nurse digitally disimpact my asshole from all that cheese, just chipping away at it like an archaeologist looking for fossils. Paleontologist ass. I'm going to use both cheeses. Bam. 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 Oh, is that too much cheese? No, it's fucking not. Bam. Hey, teacher, if you let me use the microwave, we can get fucking weird.
No, Cody, you cannot use the microwave. It's for teachers only. Where is the hole at?
That's okay. I like cold pizza. Guys, check this out. Boom. Pizza sandwich.
Oh, so cool.
Now, ladies, the PJ's getting hungry. Should I whip it out?
Yeah, PJ.
See what you're doing.
Boom. Damn right. Hashtag yummy. It comes with a Mr. Beast Feastables and a Prime and a pizza.
Open it! Open it!
Please open it, PJ!
Now, ladies, PJ's gonna open it when he's damn well ready. I'm ready.
Guys, look, my pizza's leaking. She leaking.
Guys, look, PJ's got a lunch leave!
No way!
Whoa!
What now? What's all the fuss about?
Whoa, PJ, that pizza looks better than Papa John's!
See?
Well, it is better than Papa John's, because Papa John's doesn't come with a Prime and a Feastable, and the owner didn't say the N-word. He just recorded a dead body in the forest and fucked up YouTube for a whole lot of people, but I guess we just forgot about all that, because yummy. Hey, teacher, can I use the microwave?
Of course you can use the microwave, PJ. I guess the mouth? I don't know.
Thanks, Teach.
Hey, what is that?
It's a lunch leaf.
Well, how is that any different than a normal pizza lunchable?
Well, it comes with a Prime and a Feastable, and it's made by Mr. Beast, and he gives out money, so that makes it taste better.
Well, I actually think Lunchables are better.
You hear that, ladies? He thinks Lunchables are better. Listen, kid, this is big boy shit. You wouldn't understand.
You literally wear pajamas and bunny slippers to school. Big boy shit my taint.
You don't understand. Come on, ladies, let's go to the microwave.
Guys, I hate some food.
Guys, I hate PJ.
Whoa, dude, watch your mouth.
Yeah, don't get mad at PJ because you're jealous he has a Lunchly.
I'm not jealous, it's just Lunchly's fucking gay. I don't get why it's better. Lunchable is better. It's been around forever. The pilgrims were eating this shit.
Well, the Lunchly comes with a Prime and a candy bar, Mr. Feastables.
Oh, a drink and a candy bar? That's what makes it better?
Yeah, it's what makes it better. It's just a better thing.
Okay, I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to make my mom upload extra tonight.
All right, Cross. So last night, I couldn't sleep. So I looked up how Christopher Columbus would bang a manatee. And apparently, manatees' vaginas are anatomically similar to humans. And their vagina is right next to their bunghole. So my question is, did Christopher Columbus hold his breath and swim down and get underneath one of these big bitches and bang? Or did he wait for one of these things to wash up on shore and then he got some graveyard puss? I don't know. But anyway, Cross, it's lunchtime, so after lunch we are going to draw how you think Christopher Columbus banged a manatee.
Guys, it's lunchtime. That means more cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
Boom! Cody, what the fuck? What is that? Let me get the tape measure out and measure that bitch. Whoa, you're telling me that's 6 inches soft? That shit's not even toasted. But back to the Lunchable. You're telling me Lunchly comes with a bitch-ass Prime and a candy bar? Well, my Lunchable comes with Pringles, 2 Hershey's Kisses, and I guess a bottle of water. Well, I guess Lunchly's got me beat there. Except what's this? A packet of fucking Kool-Aid so I can turn my water into Kool-Aid, and on top of all that, it comes with a 6-inch sub sandwich? I didn't know I was at Subway. I thought I was at school.
I can't lie to you. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that is. That's a lot of food.
Whoa, look at PJ!
Ah! Oh my god, PJ! You have a nacho and cheese lunchly?
Yummy queso.
Damn right. I like my cheese drippy, and I got a strawberry banana Prime and another Feastable.
Ah!
Whoa!
Oh, come on, guys. You've got to be kidding me. My Lunchable is clearly better than that Lunchly. I mean, what's he eating? Chips and cheese and salsa and a Mr. Fuckface bar? Look what I've got. I've got cheddar cheese Pringles for a snack. I've got a whole ass 6-inch sub sandwich for a meal. I've got water or Kool-Aid, whichever one I prefer, for a drink. And I have 2 Hershey's Kisses. I could share with a friend. I could cut the sandwich in half, and me and a friend both have 2 3-inch sandwiches. I could feed a family with this. I've got a goddamn Chili's 2 for $20 in a box.
Do you think think if I flirted with PJ, he'd give me his candy bar?
I was thinking the same thing.
But no! No, this is bullshit, guys! Mine is obviously better!
But Cody, yours doesn't say Lunchly. It's all about the name.
Yeah, dude, it's like Gucci versus Reebok. Yours is not better.
Well, I like my Reeboks. I have good Reeboks. These are good Reeboks.
Nah, no hoes. Beat up. Give it up, dude.
What? Okay, so it has to be Lunchly, okay? Okay, fine, fine. I'll get a Lunchly. I'll get the best goddamn Lunchly I can find!
All right, Cross, for the last couple of days, I couldn't stop thinking about why Christopher Columbus would bang a manatee. So what I did was, is I came up with three animals that I think Christopher Columbus could have bung instead of the manatee. The first one is the dolphin. Look at that. That could get it. Plus, the dolphin is way more attractive than the manatee. The next animal is the fox. So tell me its fluffy little ass cheeks wouldn't feel good. Oh, it would. All right. And the third animal is the kangaroo. Tell me you don't want to jump up in that pouch and go crazy. All right, Kraus, it's time for lunch, but after lunch, you're going to take your three animals and tell me which ones you would bang.
Guys, it's lunchtime again.
Cody, did you get a Lunchly?
No, but I got something even better than a Lunchly. It's a new thing that all the influencers are going to be promoting. It's called Cracker Crunchers.
Cracker Crunchers?
What is that?
Well, it's kind of like a Lunchable, but it comes with a Butterfinger.
A Butterfinger?
Yeah, hey, you take the ER out of Butterfinger and you got a good time.
Buttfinger?
Yeah, that's what the nurse is going to have when she finger chisels the shit out of my ass from all the cheese I've been eating. But seriously, guys, I haven't shit in like 3 days.
You literally cannot show that to anyone. You're going to be made fun of.
No, no.
Dude, don't do it. Please don't do it.
No, I'm going to put it right in PJ's face.
No, don't show it to PJ.
Oh, Jesus.
We're not going to be able to be friends with him ever again.
Yeah, I'm not friends anymore now.
Yeah, we don't know him.
Oh, my God, PJ, you have the cheese and crackers Lunchly?
Yup, and I got an Ice Pop Prime and another Mr. Beast Feastable.
Mucho yummy.
Hey, PJ, I got something that'll make your Lunchly look like a pile of shit.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I've got Cracker Crunchers.
What the hell are Cracker Crunchers?
Well, you know, like Lunchables? It's like that, but it's got a Butterfinger.
And it doesn't even have a drink!
Well, yesterday I had Kool-Aid and two Hershey's Kisses, but you didn't give a shit about that.
Look, bro, just get a Lunchly.
I can't. They're sold out everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's because I bought them all.
Well, then what the hell am I supposed to do? I guess I'll just go buy one on eBay.
All right, Kraus, today I'm going to jail, because apparently it is illegal to put on a snorkel and try to bang a dolphin.
It is, class. Your teacher thought he was Christopher Columbus, so just finish up your lunch and then go home.
Whoa, guys, look at me. I got a Lunchly. Oh, I got the crackers, and I got the fucking Prime Ice Pop bullshit, and I got the Mr. Fuck Bar. Isn't that cool, guys? Aren't I cool now?
Whoa, where'd you get a Lunchly at?
I had to buy it off eBay. Now, where's PJ's bitch at?
Cody, it doesn't look like PJ's here today.
What, he's not here today? Okay, well then pull out your phone and record me eating this shit. I want him to know I did it.
Okay. Whoa, Cody! Did you get a haircut?
Yeah, something's different, dude.
What, my face is green because I've been sick. I've been throwing up ever since I ate that Lunchly.
Well, do you think you have like a stomach flu or something?
No, I think I got sick from the Lunchly.
You can't get sick off a Lunchly. It has a Mr. Beast bar and he's rich.
Yeah, he wouldn't let that happen, dude.
Yeah, you guys are right. It's probably just for one of those Lunchables.
Yeah, there's no way a Lunchly made you sick.
Oh, guys, look! The news!
Breaking news, MK! Lunchlies are being recalled because apparently they have mold on them. So don't eat them. It could make you sick.
See, guys, I told you it was the Lunchly.
Well, are you sure it was the Lunchly? The Lunchly's from Mr. Beast.
But the news just said it was. It sure as hell wasn't the Cracker Crunchers. Those are the shit.
Well, why would anyone even try to compete with Lunchables? Lunchables have been along... Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. You okay?
I stuttered.
Oh, it's all good.
It's okay, buddy. It happens to everybody.
Lunchables have been a long time.
You did it again, though. I don't know if I can forgive that one.
Lunchables have been around time.
Are you okay?
Lunchables have been around for such a long time.
No, don't get me wrong. Lunchables fuck. I'm just saying, don't sleep on Cracker Crunchers. They're coming up.
Okay.
What do you want?
You have a package from your Aunt Ernestine.
Who's that?
She was your aunt, Jeffy, and she died 2 days ago.
Shit.
While shipping you this package.
Jeez.
And it's been outside for 2 days, so you should open it.
All right, here I go. Whoa.
She got me a puppy?
He's been outside for 2 days with no water in a hot box.
Marvin, we need to call a vet.
I'll go get the vet.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, we really need your help. Wait, what's with that button?
Oh, the gay pride button? Yeah, if I wear this and the hospital thinks I'm gay and they don't make me do male physicals because they think I'm going to like it too much, which is fine because I don't like touching balls. And I get to be a gynecologist and not wear any gloves, and then afterwards I can suck my fingers like I got done eating baby back ribs. I want my baby back, chilies, baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce. Anyway, what do you need?
So his Aunt Ernestine died.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but if she's already dead, I can't help her.
Oh, no, we need a vet.
Why do you need a vet for his dead aunt?
No, I need a vet for this dog.
Why did you mention Aunt Ernestine?
It's part of the story.
Well, skip the story and tell me about the dog.
Okay, so this dog was shipped here 2 days ago in that box, and that box is outside in the hot sun.
You left your package outside for 2 days?
Well, no, it was in Jeffy's name, so we didn't know if we could open it or not.
Well, did you give the dog any water?
We didn't know if we could give him water.
Well, of course you can give a dog water, and you should feed it, too.
Baby, write that down.
Okay, I got it.
It's a miracle this dog's even still alive. If it survives, you should name it Miracle.
Well, I was gonna name it Winn-Dixie.
Why would you name it Winn-Dixie? You didn't find it in a Winn-Dixie. That doesn't make sense.
He looks like a Winn-Dixie.
He doesn't look anything like the dog in that movie.
Well, I'm still naming him Winn-Dixie.
All right, it's your dog, but just give Winn-Dixie some water.
All right, Jeffy, we don't have any water here, so take him to the gas station and give him water.
Okay, come on, Winn-Dixie.
So then I tell the guy, fine, I will take my business elsewhere.
Holy shit, Giovanni, look, PT Cruiser, 2007.
Oh my god, you're right, it's a PT Cruiser, 2007. I tell you all the time, I always want PT Cruiser, 2007.
Ask him if he'll sell it to you.
Oh, great idea.
Nice car.
Thanks.
PT Cruiser, 2007. How much?
She's not for sale.
Oh, cute dog. I love dogs. What's the suyaka metsuka?
Нет, it's a tusaku.
What? What did that little shit say to me?
Hey, sorry about my friend. You have a nice day, sir. You too.
All right, Danny. I just got Winn-Dixie some water. All right, drink the water. Drink the water!
Jeffy, you need to put it in a bowl.
No, he can learn to drink out of a straw or he'll have nothing at all.
Good boy.
All right, Jeffy, me and Mommy are going to go watch a movie tonight. Are you going to be safe home alone?
Yeah, I think me and Winn-Dixie are just going to go to bed.
All right, good night, Jeffy. Come on, baby, let's go to the movies.
All right, come on, Winn-Dixie. All right, Winn-Dixie, it's time to go to bed. But first... What's wrong, Winn-Dixie? You couldn't possibly want the bone that I chew on every night before bed. You do? All right, well, go get it. Why does it do that? All right, Winn-Dixie, good night.
Look, brother, the PT Cruiser, 2007, from the jerk-off at the gas station.
He wouldn't sell it to you.
I say we take it.
With pleasure. You ready?
Let's go teach that mother heifer a lesson. That PT Cruiser 2007 is mine.
All yours.
Soon you will be mine, my baby. Brother, we're going to the break-in by busting the door down.
Why not just open door with door code?
What do you think the code is?
What year is PT Cruiser?
2007. Oh, well, it was 2007. All right, we're in. Time to find keys to PT Cruiser 2007 and get out.
But, bro, it could be anywhere in here.
Well, we better start looking.
Yeah. Oh, keys are not under the table.
Keys are not under chair either. Oh, look, brother, it's cute dog from gas station. Little dog, where are keys to PT Cruiser? What do you mean, what year? 2007, obviously, is best year. Brother, kill this mutt.
Okay.
Brother,
keep dog
one more time.
Winn-Dixie.
Good, that stupid mutt is dead.
Winn-Dixie!
Brother, what are you doing? Kill this stupid brat!
Okay.
Where is PT Cruiser key?
Yeah, where is it?
Tell us if you want to win! I already killed stupid fuck!
Oh, bro, look over there on Gearac!
Holy shit! Key to PT Cruiser 2007! Let's get out of here!
Das Vidonia, bitch!
Look, brother, we did it! PT Cruiser 2007! His dream come true! And it drives better than I thought it would!
Let's take it back to shop.
Duh.
Marvin, I can't believe believe you made me watch a movie about a bomb. I thought Oppenheimer was going to be the sequel to Pinocchio.
What?
Oh, my God, Jeffy!
Jeffy, are you okay?
Oh, my God, Marvin, someone beat him up!
And someone killed his dog!
Marvin, call the doctor! Call the cops! Call somebody!
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, someone beat up our son. Wait, more buttons?
Oh, yeah. See, I found out June is Gay Pride Month, and if you're gay, you get that month off, and I really want June off next year. So I told Henry in HR that I was gay, but he didn't believe me, so then I kissed Julio the janitor in front of him to prove it, but then he caught me brushing my teeth and throwing up immediately after, so I decided to wear all these pins to hopefully convince Henry I like Nob. Anyway, what's going on with you guys?
The dog is dead!
I told you to give it water!
No, someone beat him to death!
Oh, I didn't know you guys were friends with Michael Vick. Hey, can you get me his autograph?
No, like someone ran to beat him up, and someone beat up Jeffy too!
Oh wow, what happened?
They killed my dog and stole my car.
Huh, that reminds me of the time somebody killed my dog and stole my car.
Wait, that happened?
Oh yeah, let me tell you about it. So back in the day, I had a wife and then she died. It's not really clear how she died, like I guess she had cancer or something, I'm not really sure, but what matters is that she died. And then after she died, she gave me a puppy. Not like she came back as a zombie or a ghost and gave me a puppy, she just like had it delivered after she died. I'm not really sure how she arranged that, but what matters is that I had this dog, okay? So then I go to the gas station in my 1969 Mustang, and it's a really nice car, and then these two Russian gangsters there, and they tell me how much they like my car, and they want to buy it from me, and I tell them it's not for sale, because I like it too much, and that pisses them off. So later they come over to my house, and they beat me up, and they kill my dog, and they steal my car, and now I'm really pissed off. And what they don't know is that I'm a legendary hitman, and nobody's supposed to mess with me, so I want revenge. Also, I'm friends with the Green Goblin. Like, he's not literally the Green Goblin, he's the actor that played the Green Goblin, Willem Dafoe, but the whole time you're watching it, you're like, that's the Green Goblin. So I get revenge on these guys, right? And I shoot a bunch of people, and I kill all of them, and I get a new dog. And then my daughter calls me, and she's on vacation in France with her friends, and we're talking on the phone, and she's telling me how it's going, and then she gets kidnapped while she's on the phone with me. And then I get on the phone with the kidnapper, and I tell him how scary I am, and how I'm gonna track him down, and he doesn't really seem to care. So then I fly over to France, and then I kill him and find my daughter. And then on the flight home, I find out that my plane is full of snakes, and I have had it. I am sick and tired of these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. And then I'm a fish working at the whale wash, and I want to be famous, and I also owe a bunch of money to this puffer fish and his jellyfish henchmen, so I decide to pretend that I killed a shark, and then everybody loves me and they think I can protect them from sharks, and then real sharks show up, and then after that I fell asleep, so I don't really know what happens. Also, I was voiced by Will Smith. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, none of that actually happened to me. Those were all movies I saw recently. But still, you should get revenge, Jeffy, because what they did was messed up.
You're right. I'm gonna kill them all.
Be careful, Jeffy!
Oh, and then I was a little red crab, and my friend was a mermaid who wanted to be able to walk.
Hey, boss, you like?
Whoa, is this a 2007 PT Cruiser?
Sure is. PT Cruiser 2007, classic.
Wait, where'd you get this car from?
Some jerk off at gas station. I killed his dog.
Wait, did his face look like this?
Yeah, pretty much.
You idiot. You killed Jeffy Wick's dog and you stole his car?
What's big deal?
What's big deal? I'll tell you what big deal is. Jeffy Wick is the most gruesome hitman in the world. He once killed a man with a pencil in his nose.
I'm not scared.
Well, you should be.
Okay, I'm a little more scared now. I'm going to call my dad.
Come on, father, pick up cellular device.
Hello, son.
Hello, daddy.
How is your day going?
Well, people keep telling me I screw up.
What did you do this time?
I steal Jeffy Wick's car and kill his dog.
You did what?
I do bad.
Yes, you did very bad.
I in trouble.
Yes, you in very big trouble.
You go and give me spanking.
No, I don't give you spanking. Jeffy Wick give you spanking. With gun.
No, I beat shit out of Jeffy Wick. He pussy.
No, he's going to kill you.
Not if I kill him first.
Good luck.
I don't need luck. I have baseball bat. Brother, come, we go and kill Jeffy Wick.
Hey.
Jeffy Wick, what are you doing here?
That's my car.
I know it is, and you can have it back. I didn't send anybody to steal it. They just didn't know any better.
Will you tell them that I'm coming for them, and I will kill them?
Yeah, I will.
I got one question for you. Who's shitting my diaper?
I don't know. You?
Correct.
Can I play with the block?
No! My block!
DJ, Matt, you won't let me play with the block!
Mikey, share your block!
Yeah!
Oh, class, we have a new student! Class, 1, 2, 3, eyes on me!
Give me the block, Mikey!
No! My block!
Yeah!
Guys, she said 1, 2, 3, all eyes on me. I think that means you gotta shut the fuck up.
I don't wanna hear the words of hammer.
Get my hammer.
Class, class, if you're not quiet right now, no animal crackers or juice. Mikey, I'm calling your mother.
My mom's dead.
That is it. I'm putting my foot down. No animal crackers or juice.
No animal crackers or juice.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. No animal crackers or chips unless you're quiet by the time I count to three. 1, 2, 3. Good. Mike, goddammit, get your ass in the timeout chair.
Aw, man. How'd she know it was me?
Mikey, you sit there and think about what you've done.
I think my dad killed my mom.
Okay. Now, class, we have a new student. Come here, young man. I'm Miss Fitzpatrick, and what's your name?
Cody.
Class, use your manners. Everyone say hi to Cody.
Hi, Cody.
Ow, Mikey, you little bitch.
Now, Cody, that's no-no language. We don't use that. That was a no-no word.
Okay, but Mikey's still a piece of shit.
I know that, but we don't say it, right, Mikey?
Mikey, you little shit!
I'm glad we're on the same page about Mikey.
Cody, now, why don't you go introduce yourselves to your other classmates and try to make new friends? Find somewhere to sit.
Okay. Hey, what are you chodes up to?
I'm coloring an octopus.
That's cool.
I spell penis butt.
Nice, two of my favorite things.
Oh, the Disney character's purple.
Wow, you have a very vivid imagination, young man. Why is he only pushing bear?
Bear's his favorite animal. The teacher said he's on the spectrum.
Okay, well, let's try a different animal. Let's go back to bear.
Yay.
You guys have fun sitting here. I'm going to go look for a different seat.
Penis boom!
Wow, this is cool. You guys get to just sit here and play with toys all day? Can I try? Ow, 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 ow. Okay, never mind. I'm not sitting here.
Oh, cool. Blocks.
I wouldn't touch those blocks, didn't it? Mikey's blocks.
Yeah, well, guess what? Mikey's bitch ass is in timeout, so these are Cody's blocks now.
Wow, can I play too?
Sure, why the hell not?
Oh, you're really cool, Cody.
You know what? I hate you the least. What's your name?
Freddy.
Nice to meet you, Freddy.
You think I can stick this block in my butthole?
Not if I beat you to it.
All right, class, since you've been so good, I'm gonna pass out the animal crackers and juice.
Yeah! What about Mikey? Does Mikey get animal crackers and juice?
Fuck off, Mikey! Oh, okay, Mikey, listen. If you can be quiet for 3 whole minutes, you can get out of timeout and get animal crackers and juice.
Okay, Mikey will not make a sound.
Okay. Okay, class, I'm gonna pass out the snacks.
Wow, you guys get animal crackers?